93, the nays are 5. The bill passed.
As CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, that bill is designed to help millions of American workers rest a little easier over the future of their retirement nest eggs.
It does several things, requiring companies to stop raiding their pension plans and pay in enough money to make sure they're 100% funded. It increases payments to the federal agency that insures pension plans for companies that fail and offers extra help so airlines can keep their pension plans intact. There are provisions to encourage more workers to use 401k and other savings plans and to provide better financial advice to workers in choosing how to invest money for their retirement.
I'm Steve Kathan. A lot of us know someone like Yvonne Staton, worked for years for a company, in her case an airline, and her pension evaporated when the firm reorganized in bankruptcy court.
As nothing we did that caused us to lose our income and pension.
The airlines do get special treatment in the bill, getting up to 10 years to make their pension plans fully solvent. Not enough for Yvonne Staton, who is eligible for just a few $100 a month from the Federal Pension Guarantee Fund.
I will have to go back to work.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And while senators okayed the pension bill, there wasn't enough support to pass another measure that melded an increase in the minimum wage with a decrease in the estate tax. The partisan divide was deep. Minority Leader Harry Reid blamed the GOP for a legislative mix they knew would doom the minimum wage hike.
Republicans haven't outfoxed anyone. The American people can see through these political games.
But Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison says both provisions would have been good for the country.
We are turning our backs on the middle class and the poor people of this country who depend on minimum wage and death tax relief.
In southern Lebanon, Israel pounds away from the air, killing at least 6 people, including a Lebanese soldier, and devastating more sites in Beirut's southern suburbs.
I'm Vicki Barker in Beirut. The fighting is fierce and ugly. Israeli infantry backed by air power dueling with Hezbollah guerrillas armed with rocket-propelled grenades, anti-tank weaponry, and machine guns. Even as Israel tries to move deeper into Lebanon, its soldiers are fighting hard to hold on to the territory they've already taken.
I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Israel stepped up its ground and air assault on Lebanon after Hezbollah threatened to fire long-range missiles at Tel Aviv. Army spokesman Jacob Dalal.
We are winning this war, and we are getting rid, slowly but surely, of this terrible terrorist organization.
But Israel is paying a high price. One civilian was killed in a rocket attack today, and 2 soldiers were killed in South Lebanon. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
The group Human Rights Watch says Sunday's Israeli attack on a building in Qana actually killed 28 people, about half the original estimate. The group says chaos and confusion were responsible for the inaccuracy. Well, maybe you've had the experience getting bumped from a flight. New government numbers show that passengers face that inconvenience more often during the spring than at any time in the past 6 years. Travel expert Pauline Frommer says there's increasing economic pressure on airlines to keep the lid on costs while maximizing revenue by putting more people in the seats.
The flights are going out so full. The planes are going out 85 to 95% full this year, so it could take 2-3 planes before they find you an open seat.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A suspect is on the loose this morning in the sexual assault of one woman in Denver and the attempted assault of another. Both incidents happened yesterday at Kaiser Permanente building on the 20th Avenue Medical Campus. A woman was sexually assaulted in a restroom stall by the suspect, who then went next door to another medical building and tried to assault a woman in a restroom there. Kaiser Permanente Regional President Donna Lynn says security has been increased.
We do clearly want to state that we're concerned about the security in our buildings, are going to take additional steps to make sure that they're secure. There were a number of security guards that we brought into the 20th Street campus to ensure that all entrances, the parking garage, were safe.
Police are looking for a black male, 5'8" to 5'9". He's clean-shaven with a muscular build and very short black hair. Colorado poised for a big battle over gay marriage as 4 proposals addressing the controversial topic could be headed for the November ballot, and we'll have more information on that on Monday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And your Friday morning drive starting off in pretty good shape, although we had some late construction picking up southbound I-25 over the Broadway Bridge. Those cones are out of your way. It's actually looking pretty good if you head to south of the downtown area. Just getting a little heavier on the drive in from Thornton and Northland and across the downtown area, but speeds across the rest of the metro area highways in great shape. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, some
quality, value, design, innovation. customer satisfaction, strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
From various countries.
But in the same interview, he was also optimistic.
Good progress is being made.
In June of last year, after the vice president said the insurgency was in its last throes, it was Rumsfeld who clarified what that meant.
First of all, if you look up last throes, it can mean a violent last throw.
Although, on the very same day, he came back and basically said that they were in their last throes.
They're losers, and they're going to lose.
And then there was that appearance in September of last year by General Richard Myers, who said this.
I don't think this committee or the American public has ever heard me say that things are going very well in Iraq.
And then in the very same appearance, said this.
We said the Iraqis would develop a constitution and have a vote in October. That's going to happen. We're going to have elections. I think that, in a sense, things are going well.
So, was the picture too rosy? Clearly, it depends on which day you tune in.
There are no guarantees.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
The Osgood File. Friday, August 4th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Good morning. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 89, under partly sunny skies, and it's good to have you along. And it's Friday morning, so for John Turk and myself, we've got 4 hours till the weekend, and you've got your whole work day ahead of you probably until the weekend. But the weekend is coming, and it is Friday morning. I don't know about you, but Friday's my favorite day of the week. And then, as I've said on this program before, you know, Monday, if you could cancel Monday, wouldn't that be wonderful? But then, you know, Tuesday would become Monday. So, anyway, let's talk about the weekend. And, you know, the weather this weekend, too. is going to be fairly nice. High on Saturday of 85 and a high on Sunday of 84. It's open phones this morning, as it is every Friday morning, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. There's plenty of stuff in the news to talk about here this morning. No 9/11 conspiracy stuff, please. Okay, we did that yesterday for 2 hours. I'm not going through that again. I don't want to go through that again. You know, I also want to reply on the air, too, to a guy who's to a couple of people who sent me email about something I said yesterday. I'm looking for a way to say this. You know, the Pew Research Center has done research that proves that conservatives, not all conservatives now, okay, but hardcore conservatives, especially neocons, don't like those of us that are progressive or liberal or, you know, or even just, moderate or shade to the left. I mean, if you consider yourself to be, like, moderate, they don't particularly like us. As a matter of fact, they hate us. And if you listen to their rhetoric, they blame us for everything in the world. I don't feel that way towards conservatives. I have friends, Mary and I have friends that are conservatives. I disagree with them on a lot of issues. 99.99% of the issues I disagree with them. But I don't hate them. And I think to have a really good, vibrant, democratic society, you got to have multiple voices. And I know that sometimes I've gotten confrontational on the air with some of the right-wing callers who have called in, and I'm kind of in a damned if I do, damned if I don't situation, because if I don't cross-examine them or I don't get on them, then people send me emails saying, why did you allow that guy to say that, or why did you allow them to get away with that, or what were you thinking? And then if I do and I press too hard, then I get emails from people who say, well, why did you lean on that person, and, you know, you didn't give him a chance, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm kind of stuck in that. But I guess what I'm trying to say here is, what I want to get down to is, so I get these letters about Dan Kaplis yesterday, and about Mike Rosen, and we're going to talk a little bit about Mike Rosen here in a couple of seconds, and about Peter Boyles, and about Gunny Bob, and about, you know, how can you be friends with these people, and blah, blah, blah. You know, Mike Rosen and I are not friends. We're acquaintances, and I see him at work, and I'm cordial to him. I don't hate him. I just don't agree with him. Dan Kaplis and I are acquaintances. We're not what I would consider to be good friends. We're not friends. I don't see him socially. But when I see him around the radio station, he's nice to me, and I'm nice to him. And I don't agree with much of what he says, but I don't hate him. And Gunny Bob and I appeared in that Rockies commercial together. I hardly ever see Gunny Bob because he's on late at night on KOA, and I don't listen to him because I'm in bed. I am aware of some of the comments that he makes, and I don't hate him, and I'm not rude to him. I just don't happen to agree with him. And to me, there's two mistakes that progressives play. Number one, hate factor, and number two, constantly saying, ain't it awful? You know, we should take that energy and we should concentrate it on trying to fix what's wrong with the country, because we love the country. We love America. There's no shame in saying that you love America. There's no shame in coming forward and saying any of that. And that's where our energies ought to lie. And what I want to try to do, and what I'm trying to do every single morning here, is have good conversation about things that are going on here in the community locally, because I'm the only local show on the air, on the station, and also national issues, and give you a chance to get in. And it doesn't make any difference whether you and I agree or disagree on things. You're always welcome here. And even if, Turk, you just get a complaint call? What's the problem? We already get people that are starting to cause problems at 6:15?
No problems, just somebody that's still kind of stuck on the 9/11 issue.
Well, you know, I just don't want to. I did it for 2 hours yesterday. I mean, enough's enough already with this. But, you know, even if we disagree, I mean, you're always welcome to come back, and you're always welcome, even if we passionately and vehemently disagree, you're always welcome to come back, and you're always welcome to talk again. And I think that's what it ought to be about. And, you know, and as far as those people that are on the other radio stations that are conservative, you know, I figure that what I'm doing every single day is I'm working against their beliefs. I not only do it here on the radio, but as I've said a couple of times, I guess, that, you know, I take the extra money that I make from what they call quote-unquote endorsements and other things, and Mary and I put it towards those charities, those groups, and those political candidates that we support and that we believe in, and I figure that I'm working against their interests in that way, too. And let it all out, man. I mean, let's get it on the, you know, let's get it out in the public discourse. And they have their place, and they have their right to say what they believe. And we have our right to say what we believe. And they can say all they want that we're the bane of America, and that we're, you know, we're terrible, and that we're awful, and that, you know, we're the cause of all the problems. But you know something? To me, we just stand up and say, you know, that's not true, and here are the true facts, and this is what's really going on. And this is what's really happening. And don't call me names. Don't get into any of that. Let's just talk about the facts of what's going on here in Colorado. Let's talk about the facts of what's going on here in the Denver-Boulder area. Let's talk about the facts of what's going on in the United States. Let's talk about the facts about what's going on foreign policy-wise around the world. Let's talk about all of those things. And if you start down that road about how, you know, liberals are this and liberals are that, or you start engaging in extreme rhetoric, you know, my answer to that is just come down to earth. Come down to earth and get grounded and knock off the excessive BS. And I would say that to Ann Coulter. I would say that to any conservative talking head out there, because they get into this whole deal of being irrational and going crazy, and they get nuts, and it's like, no, let's talk about what's really going on. Let's get down to it. I mean, let's talk about what a mess Iraq is. There's a new Gallup poll out that shows that 55% of Americans now want us out of Iraq within a year. Okay? I mean, and I just have to say this, and I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, in other words, they can have their agenda, and that's fine, and they can do their thing, and that's fine. And, yeah, you know, we're a little radio station, and we don't have the power, and we don't have the bucks that that they've got, that the other two have got. But you know something? We're taking baby steps, and we're starting, and we're trying to establish something. And we're beginning to get our act together, and we're beginning to build our media infrastructure, and we'll continue to keep doing that. And, you know, the last thing I want to say is that occasionally I like to get on here and talk about stuff that has nothing to do with politics. And, you know, for those of you that send me emails and complain about that, look, you know what? Can't talk about it 24/7 all the time. I mean, there's other things going on in the world, and there's social questions, and there's philosophical questions to be talked about and things to be debated. And I like to do that, too. One of the things I really like to do is I like to listen to what you have to say. I try to listen to what you have to say and try to find out how you're feeling about things. And sometimes I don't shut my big mouth, and I realize that. And I got to work on that, and I am. I'm trying to work on it. All right, three open lines, 303-713-7600. Coming up, I want to talk to you about Owens stereotyping, not positively received. There's an article in the Denver and West section this morning about Mike Rosen's radio show, in which Owens endorses the idea that Asians and Jews have a better work ethic than the African Americans and Hispanics. And my question to Governor Owens is, where does he get his information? That's number one. Number two, stop stereotyping. And number three, I mean, how would you know, Bill Owens? You're not Jewish and you're not Asian. So how would you know? And, you know, these stereotypes, that's what they are.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster can help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Say, we got it, we get it.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
Oh, all right, play Johnny Cash.
Why you never
thank you, John Turk.
Bright colors on my back.
Man, what a great guy.
And why does my appearance seem to have
all right, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones. But I want to read you this little story, and then we'll get to the phone calls. Republican Governor Bill Owens on Thursday defended former Democratic Governor Dick Lamb's remarks that Asians and Jews have more ambition than Hispanics and blacks, saying he wanted his three children to have more Jewish and Asian work ethic. There are many days, this is Owens, when I wish that they have more aspects of Jewish and Asian culture. I wish they'd get up earlier in the morning. I wish they would work harder, and in many respects, that's what we do see out of many Asians and Jewish culture, Owens said on Rosen's talk show on KOA. Colorado Republican Party Chairman Bob Martinez called the remarks by Lamb and Owens racist. He said he was flabbergasted by Owens' comments. Martinez says what he said is racist and bigotry. Even if it's positive stereotyping, it's wrong. Dan Hopkins, Owens' spokesman, said that the governor was responding to Rosen's comments. This all gets into the CSAP scores, and he says, I think Mr. Martinez needs to really carefully understand, this is Hopkins, what the governor was saying, and that he was responding directly to the CSAP scores. There was no stereotyping, he said. Scores are broken down by race, but Hopkins acknowledged that Jewish students are not in a separate category. My kids are Anglo, this is Owens. They're Irish, English, and they're wonderful kids, and I wish they would work a little harder sometimes. I wish that I had some more of those traits, oh, instead of Asians and Jews. So I don't think Dick Lamb was being in any way racist, and I don't think some of the responses to him has been. I think some of the responses have been knee-jerk. I think that we need to have a debate on what it is about certain backgrounds that leads to more success. And, you know, the only thing I can say is being Jewish, and not a very good practicing Jew, but I am Jewish, and I am proud of that fact, is that, you know what, I mean, Owens and Rosen and Lamb, I can't speak for Asians, but they're stereotyping, because I know a lot of Jews, including members of my own family, who are not very ambitious, don't get up early in the morning, don't have a good work ethic. I think people are people. I think that there are these stereotypes that are fostered about Jews, about Italians, about virtually everybody in the society, white males, females, whatever. And when you get to know people personally, and if you get exposed to a wide amount of people, you realize that a lot of times these stereotypes don't hold water. And I also know of a lot of ambitious Hispanics with great work ethics. I also know of a lot of African Americans, the same thing. So, you know, to me, I mean, we can debate this, but to me, it's like Owens is being insensitive, and I just think that he's wrong. I really think he's wrong. That's all I can say. I mean, my life experience, to me, says he's wrong. Let's go to Jeremy in Denver. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. We haven't talked about it a while on your show, and I just wanted to bring it up again because it's kind of a daily concern for me. Is what are we going to do about these voting machines? I mean, I think about like areas where, you know, you're way out in eastern Colorado and, you know, Maryland Musgrave, and the stuff that's been done with these, where, you know, they're saying there's these switches in the machines now where they can change how they operate. And to me, when I hear about these glitches in these machines, I've done computer programming in the past. I took a job, of course. You could write a program for counting votes in your first 6 weeks of learning computer programming. It's like a page of code. It's like when I hear about these glitches, I'm going, how are they glitching over something so simple?
Yeah, there was a story out last week, I think it was, that some of these voting machines, the new ones by Diebold, I think, you can change the outcome on them simply by using a screwdriver. You know, I wish I had an answer to this. All I know is that there are people and there are groups out there, and some of these groups are bipartisan, by the way, that are working on trying to get standards and working on trying to get things changed, but you got to do it on a state-by-state basis. And one of the places you can go for this information is bradblog.com. I wish I had an answer for you, and I think talk show hosts like to get on the radio and pretend they have an answer for everything that's going on in the world. And I don't have an answer. The only answer I have is to just try to be as vigilant at the polling place as you possibly can. And maybe, you know, I had a woman call from here locally, and I know she's mad at me, but it was when I was sitting in Fred Schultz, and she said, well, you know, what you need to do is you need to vote absentee. And I wasn't going to get on the national show not knowing what's going on in the other states and endorse that idea. But maybe that is the answer. Maybe the answer is vote early and vote absentee so that you can avoid the machines.
Is there anything to keep track of people? Like MoveOn's got a huge list of people that are voters and likely it's people, unfortunately. But we have a list of voters that are going to vote. Why can't we to sign like a petition or something? They, you know, maybe even make photocopies of the ballot.
It runs state by state. Now, we've had Ken Gordon on here a number of times. He's running for Secretary of State, I believe, and he's a good guy. He's a really great guy. And we've had him on here a number of times to talk about this issue. There is a way of keeping track of the votes here. There is a recorded, like a spindle-type situation with paper in it that tells that records the votes so they do have them. And maybe I'm, you know, maybe I just don't, maybe I, maybe my memory's not clear and I don't remember, but I can't remember exactly how it works. But I'll tell you what we will do. What we'll do is we'll place a call to him again, and I'll put him on again this coming week to talk about it again.
Well, I wanted to say one other thing. I had a great idea for a foolproof voting system. If somebody could design this, this would be great. It'd have two receipt rolls in it, one that was internal for the election workers and one that spit out a receipt for you. Every time you voted, you'd go through all your votes, and then it would generate a random number that would include your precinct, polling station, whatever, and also a random number that was just for you that would not be repeated.
I don't think
later on they would post these anonymous numbers under the candidates online so that you could go online and say, oh, here's my number. Here, I'm under the right candidate. My vote was counted right.
I don't think that's a bad idea, and I think what you ought to do is you ought to sit down, take the time to sit down, write out that proposal, contact your local state legislator, and mail it to them or take it down to their office and ask them to look at it. Why don't you do that? Why don't you propose it and see what happens?
Well, I actually did send that to Romanoff once. I go to a Unitarian church, which is a whole different thing, but he's come to my church a couple of times, and I've proposed that to him, but I've never heard back from him.
Well, try your local state legislator, because that'd be the person to go to. So go to your local state legislator and say, hey, listen, I got this idea. What do you think about it?
Cool.
All right.
I'm glad you gave me the head time. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Call anytime.
Take care.
See you later. All right.
Bye.
We'll take more calls coming up. Bob in Brighton, Robert in Inglewood, and Maurice in Denver. You guys are next. I got one line open at 303-713-7600, 631, 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Okay. Aaron O'Neill, the Cones were out this morning again on 25,
yeah,
and I was a really nice guy, and I let this truck driver, because they have rough, you know, delivery drivers and truck drivers have rough lives.
Sure.
And I let this guy in, but it could have gotten messy, and the way they were doing it southbound was the lanes were jumping around all over the place, and they were switching all over the place, and are those cones gone now?
Those cones are definitely gone. Although they were a little late picking up this morning, southbound I-25 over the Broadway Bridge. But, yeah, that's not going to be a problem for you if you're just getting rolling across these highways. Friday mornings tend to be a little easier, so hopefully we can stick with that. We are seeing a busier drive out of Thornton and Northland, a little heavier on that approach to 84th Avenue. Very slow across downtown now, southbound I-25 from 38 through Spear. Just starting to see a little slower traffic and heavier traffic here on our eastbound route, 6th Avenue from Federal, as you get over towards I-25 and the turnpike right around the area of Pecos. But we aren't dealing with any early morning traffic issues in the way of accidents or stalls. We'll try and keep it that way. Weather today, partly cloudy, a few scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
We're speaking today with Kevin Clay, service manager of Land Rover Denver East. Kevin, why should someone buy a Land Rover?
Reliability and longevity. Did you know that 70% of all Land Rovers ever built are still running?
That's an amazing track record. So why should a Land Rover enthusiast buy a vehicle from Land Rover Denver East?
Land Rover Denver East was the first Land Rover dealer in Denver, and we're still here for a reason. We have the largest inventory, both new and used, available, and Land Rover Denver East customers consistently rate us highest in customer satisfaction, both before and after the sale, more than any other Land Rover dealer.
So, if you're interested in the most well-traveled vehicle in the world, call Kevin at 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or come in for a test drive and feel the difference. Land Rover Denver East at 2950 South Havana Street in Aurora.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 89. Partly sunny. It's Friday. Let's celebrate. Jay Marvin, old enough to be your father, but not as old as Henry Rollins. All right. It's open phones, 303-713-7600, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about Bill Owens' comments about Jews and Hispanics having a better work ethic. Jeez. I can tell you some, I can name names of some people who are Jewish who I have and no work ethic, and as far as I know. And there's a lot of other things to talk about, too. Let's go to Bob in Brighton, who has been hanging on. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Listen, I'm a conservative. I grew up a Democrat. I'm about 50, and I switched about 10 years ago. But I really want to compliment you and your show. I listened to you a few years ago when you left town. I'm glad you're back. And I really appreciate what you said a few years ago about being civil to conservatives and vice versa. And I listen to a lot of talk radio. And for me, what's important is to listen to the ideas and not the name-calling, and there's so much hate and anger out there, and I really feel that on your show, you do that a lot of times. I listen to you often. I find you very entertaining. I don't agree with much anymore because I'm a conservative now, but I really feel you're sincerely motivated, and we can disagree about the ideas, but for me, the ideas are what's important. Not all the anger and all the other stuff attached. So I really want to compliment you on that.
Well, thanks. I mean, I lose my temper. I get, you know, I go overboard.
Okay.
I go overboard occasionally, and I do get mad. But you know what? Bottom line, I don't care who it is, right, left, in the middle, or whatever. I don't hate anybody, and I think it's important to get ideas out. And I think it's important that that we have a free airing of ideas, because we don't want to live in a society ruled by one party. We don't want to live in a society where we're totalitarian and that these things don't get exchanged. And the and you know, passions are going to run high, but and you're right, there is a lot of anger out there. There's more anger out there now than there's ever been. But, you know, as long as we, at the end of the screaming and the debate and everything else, as long as we can realize that when the sun comes up tomorrow, it's another day, and we can have at it again, and that we're not going to kill each other, and that nobody thinks anybody should be jailed, and that nobody thinks anybody, you know, is so wrong that they're anti-American or they're criminal, then, to me, there's all, you know, I mean, that's what makes a great country and a great democracy.
Yeah, I agree completely, and I've got to say, I've listened to all the Air America, and by far, you're the best.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I think you're the best from the standpoint that you do talk more of the ideas and leave the other stuff behind. And to me, if you're going to make your station work, I really think that's what you need. And so you're a good start in the morning. So keep it up, and you know, I'll stay tuned.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll get together and have a diet soda, and we'll discuss the state of the world.
Sure. All right. Take care.
Take care, Bob. Thanks. All right. Let's go to Robert in Inglewood. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, I just want to thank you for your show and for C-SPAN especially. I watched that thing about the Armed Services Committee.
Oh, yeah, yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, that was really interesting. One of the statistics I'd never heard before, and I think maybe McCain or Hillary Clinton brought it up, is there's about 30,000 terrorists in Iraq. There's 300,000 Iraqi soldiers. That's 10 to 1.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with them? Can't they take care of their own country?
Well,
I mean, that's getting ridiculous now.
No, they got problems. And one of the problems that they have is, is that these militias, like the Mehdi Army and things like that, are inside the military and inside the police. So that's problem number one. And a lot of these people, Shiites and Sunnis, are participating in this sectarian violence, and they're wearing military uniforms when they're doing it. And if you watch the news or read the wire services, you'll see these stories pop up every once in a while where a gang of like 15 or 25 soldiers, yeah, you know, I mean, that, you know, show up and go after somebody, you know, murder people. There was a very chilling story, very terrible story, in the New York Times here a couple of weeks ago about how there is such sectarian violence and pressure there that when Sunnis go to the Baghdad Central City morgue to try to pick up their dead, they get ambushed by Shiites, many of them wearing military uniforms, who kill them. That's one problem. Then the other problem you've got is what we were talking about yesterday morning about Iraq. And the other thing is you've got people who fall into an uncategorized, they're uncategorized. In other words, they're rapists, they're murderers, they're thieves, they're engaging in organized crime, and they're running around, particularly Baghdad, and they're victimizing people, and you got those people going on. And so the situation is very, very hard to control, and the Iraqi army and the police force, they're not dependable.
It sounds to me like a civil war already, and that's one.
Well, the generals yesterday said that it's moving into a civil war.
That's right, if it's not already. Well, anyway, it's a hell of a mess, and I know I can speak for all veterans because I'm one, and my son is one, and I know a lot of them, even conservative veterans. We all hate one thing. That's marking time. I don't know if you're aware of the term marking time.
Right, I've heard it before.
It's when you march in place. It's a parade ground maneuver. And that's what we're doing there. We're marking in place. We're not going forward. We're not going backward. We're just there. And every day it gets worse. And I think probably if Iran is attacked, that, they have promised they're going to blow up the Saudi oil fields, the first thing they're going to do. That's $5 a gallon gasoline. And the people who are still supporting Bush, when it costs maybe $200 to drive back and forth to Aspen, maybe they'll start thinking, hey, you know, this is not a really good deal we're going through in Iraq.
Well, the Iranian oil minister yesterday said that if sanctions are laid on Iran, that oil will go to $200 a barrel. But a lot of people believe that that's saber-rattling. The Iranians have their own internal problems economically. One of the things that they've got going on is they have no refining capacity, so they have to take the oil out of the ground, send it out of the country, and have it refined to turn into gasoline, and then import it back into the country. So they pay some of the highest prices for gasoline in the Middle East. That's saber-rattling on their part. The trouble would be, here's what the problem would be. The problem would be if we get into it with Iran or we get crossways with them more than we are now, they can cause us a tremendous amount of problems in Iraq. For instance, an example is that today tens of thousands of Shiites are going to get out in the capital, Iraq's capital, for a pro-Hezbollah rally. And you know what? You know that that's Iranian-supported. And, I mean, they could just make our life hell. The problem with what we've done here in Iraq is, you know what, the only winners in this deal are the Iranians.
That's right. And they're all Shiites there. And,
that's right.
This is a religious war, and I don't think that you can win a religious war. You know, another thing that bothers me, I wish some reporter would keep track of President Bush's daily visiting log, because he's not having, I do keep track of that through different sources, but he's not having diplomats like Madeleine Albright in, or George Mitchell, or Dennis Ross, or even Henry Kissinger. He's got a lot of fundamentalist preachers visiting him, and you know they're still talking about the end of the world.
Well, he doesn't want to hear from any of those people. I mean, if you're reading those books about him, he doesn't want any outside advice. I mean, one of the people that his father tried to get him hooked up with was Brent Scowcroft, who's 80 years old, has been around the block, knows a lot. Found Condoleezza Rice, wanted to warn the son not to go into Iraq, wanted to talk to him about foreign policy, and George W. Bush didn't want to deal with him. And as far as those visiting logs go, those are extremely hard to get, and the press almost, this last time around, in the Abramoff, well, they did. In the Abramoff situation, they had to go to court to get those, to force the White House to reveal them. Hey, man, Robert, thank you, man. And
keep
thank
up
you.
The good work.
Thank you
keep
for your service to the country, and thank you. Tell your son thank you, too.
Thank you.
All right, Bye. We'll see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600, 645, 50 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 89. Did I already tell you that? I did. Partly sunny. And J. Marvin, according to Bill Owens about Jews and Hispanic, Jews and Asians have a big, you know, work ethic. J. Marvin, the hardest working Jew.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Progressive Talk. Take your car to my experts in the auto industry. Aspen Goodyear, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado with 5 convenient locations, offering full auto services with top-notch ASE certified technicians. And get this, they refuse to be beaten on any price. So shop the rest, then call Aspen Goodyear for the absolute lowest price and fastest service, including a free alignment when you buy 4 tires. 303-771-9800, 771-9800.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Gene Simmons, rock god.
The one who slept with your girlfriend.
Gene Simmons, demon.
The one who terrorized your children.
Gene Simmons, family guy.
We've been happily unmarried almost 23 years.
You call it happily unmarried, Mom calls it waiting.
A&E introduces the real-life series, Gene Simmons, Family Jewels.
When can I start dating?
No.
Gene Simmons, Family Jewels.
There's no line he won't cross.
Premieres Monday night at 10, 9 central on A&E.
My rules, my house.
Hey, how come you always get to pick the paint color?
Okay, what color do you want to paint?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's the home makeover event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration premium coatings, and save an extra 25% on easy-change wallpaper patterns, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh. Ooh, old school. Kiss. I met these guys when I was working in Amarillo, Texas, doing all nights playing top 40 music at KIXZ in Amarillo. Gene Simmons and these guys. 649, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 89, partly sunny here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to my old buddy Preston. Preston, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, I was just waking up here wishing I could sleep in later.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm glad that Bill Owens isn't my dad, you know, getting on my back about not having a good enough work ethic. I mean, I think sometimes the work ethic gets a little bit oversold to American people.
Well, it's a stereotype, man, and there's no monolithic kind of thing about people like Jews or Italians or Hispanics or African Americans or Asians or whatever. I mean, that's just an ignorant, you know, that's an ignorant, like, statistical I can't prove statement. I mean, there are outside, you know, there are outside factors that figure in, particularly when you're talking about the public schools and you're talking about CSAP tests, and they don't even keep track of Jews. I mean, they don't you know, grade CSAP tests by whether you're Jewish.
That's right. And the immigrants that I was working in the restaurant industry, many of them were working two jobs, 80 hours a week. I think the last thing we need in this country is a more severe work ethic. There's a book called The Overworked American by Juliet Shore, and she talks about how we work more hours than the Japanese. We work 60 hours a week.
Oh, yeah, we're working more hours than ever before. Did you see that survey that was out probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago about how, and I can't remember what the figure is, but it's pretty large, of Americans who cannot get away from work on the weekends?
I did not see that, but, you know, we see that in our lives. In Amsterdam, they actually have in their constitution a provision that demands that its citizens have leisure time, and how important it is for us to develop our other interests, our other pursuits, or just be with our families, or just hang out more. I think that would be a good thing for society. But it seems like, you know, the managers and owners of society want to get, you know, more time out of us, and we forget our struggle for the 40-hour work week. You know, a lot of people risked a lot for us in previous generations to make sure that we weren't working our lives away.
All that history is wiped out, and it's not properly taught. And, you know, the other thing is, and I would say this to my conservative friends, I mean, the Family Medical Leave Act, we got that because of Democrats. We got that because of progressives and liberals. We did not get that because of conservatives. The conservatives sided with their business allies and did not want that. And it's a shame. I mean, it's a tragedy that prior to I believe the Family Medical Leave Act was passed in the 70s. Prior to that, I mean, if you had, you know, your wife was sick, or your kid was sick, or your husband was sick, or your mother was sick, or whatever. I mean, you could only take so much time off, and then you had to go back to work. And these are the same people that will give you these constant discussions about family values and about honoring the family.
Right.
It's the same thing as this insincere audio cut that CBS ran at 6 o'clock on the news of Kay Bailey Hutchinson screaming about how Americans, you know, Americans, there are Americans who depend on the minimum wage, and we should raise it. You know, since when did Kay Bailey Hutchinson care about the minimum wage? She cares about it now because they tried to attach it to the estate tax. And if you went back, and I don't know this for a fact, okay, but I'm willing to wager you, a cheeseburger at the restaurant of your choice, that if you went back and looked at her previous votes on the minimum wage, I'll guarantee you she's voted against it.
I bet you're right. I bet you're right. You know, I just got back from Mexico, and I think if people are going to group people in one way or another, I wish they could at least bring out some of the positive things. And my time in Mexico was just fantastic, where I saw people practicing family values and values of faith. And a friend of mine just got back from Fiji, and she saw a lot of people, you know, enjoying life. You know, they may not have a fancy McMansion or diamond bracelets and things like that, but they do take care of each other in many ways and, you know, take their time. You know, they're not frantically running around, disengaged from their own families or disengaged from their political world or the environmental world or their faith.
Let me put a period on this conversation by telling you this. I had a general manager once who once told me, called everybody in, and said, you know, one of the things you guys do on the air, which is really wrong, is you make broad brush statements. And you know what? Get specifics, get facts. We all do it. It's human nature. We all make those statements.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I haven't done it, because I have. We all do it. But the fact is that Bill Owens, Mike Rosen, and those people who make, and Dick Lamb, who make these statements about Jews and Asians, you know what? Show us some facts to back that up. And if you want to go to CSAP to show that about kids,
right,
okay, fine. But you know what? There are other contributing factors out there. And also, they don't keep track of Jews. And stop with the stereotyping, even if you think it's positive stereotyping, because it doesn't fit everybody. I mean, it's just not the case. I mean, it can't be, you know, it can't be. I mean, it's, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, take people as human beings.
Yeah. And let's not always talk about Arab people and connect it with the word fascist or
terrorist. Right, exactly, exactly.
I mean, check out ArabFilm.com. They have a whole range of really good work, documentaries and fiction films being produced by Arab people, people in Iran. Remember, a couple of years ago, it was an Iranian woman who won the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's right.
And I think we should listen to her. You know, she was on a list to be assassinated, but she's not saying that their country should be invaded. She's saying if there's going to be democratic change, it's coming from within. We should support people like that, not Raytheon and Lockheed.
That's the same thing as Oswaldo Paella in Cuba, who also makes the same thing, that it should come from within. Thanks, Preston.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jay.
It, man. All right. Let's see if we can get Bob on real quick in Golden. Bob, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Jay?
Hey.
Well, first of all, I'll be real quick because I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not left or right. I mean, I can see things on both sides, although I've always leaned more towards the Democrats. But, you know, I'm going about the minimum wage. You know, first of all, I don't know who attached that tax thing to
it. Republicans.
Yeah. But see, and that's why the Democrats voted it down, I suppose.
Well, there's some Republicans that went against it, too.
Yeah, I know. But what was that tax? What is that tax thing exactly?
It's the estate tax. It's the tax that is levied on the richest families in the country. And you can make an argument that the cap on it should be raised. I would go along with that, but it's on the richest families in the country, and it was established. It was a progressive tax established to keep the United States from having an aristocracy, such as a big divide between the haves and have-nots. And it's basically giving the rich a break and punishing.
They already got a lot of breaks.
Well, it's giving them more, and it's punishing the middle class
and the
lower class. So, you know, it's just not fair, and it's not right.
You know, and I feel bad for, like, kids starting out. I don't know how they do it. They have to go in debt because you can't find a place to live making $5, $6 an hour. And there's a lot of people.
Well, it'd be $5.15 an hour if you got basically minimum wage.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying those people that voted it down are the ones that got, like, 8 or 10 raises in the last 10 years.
That's right. They've hiked their own salaries, but they won't give Americans a break. That's very true. Bob, thanks, man.
Okay, well, you have a good day. Thanks.
All right, see you later. Let me get Maria on real quick to correct me. Maria, Denver, go, quick. You got 30 seconds.
Medical Family Leave Act was signed by Bill Clinton. The very first thing he did in 1993 was his very first presidential act. The Democratic Congress passed that Medical Family Leave Act over and over again in the 80s. And in the 90s, and Reagan and Bush 1 vetoed the bill. It's very, very important that people know that, because I am afraid that if we get a Republican Congress again in 06, they're going to get rid of the medical family leave.
You know what? I'm with you. We got to stop that, definitely.
Okay.
Marie, thank you. Thank you for the correction. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Open phones underway. Three open lines at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? Now's the time to do it, other than 9/11 conspiracy. So whatever you want to get into, man, get on the phones and use them before you lose them.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's fresh evidence the economy is slowing. A report from the government 30 minutes ago shows unemployment moving up in July to 4.8%. It was 4.6 in June, and the economy created only 112,000 new jobs. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason says that could be the Fed's signal not to raise interest rates when it meets next week.
These job growth numbers are pretty lukewarm, and the Fed may look at them and say, okay, we've done enough to kind of slow the economy down and tamp down inflation. Let's just leave it alone for a while.
But even with weak job growth, wages are still on the rise, and that could force the Fed to keep pushing rates higher. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are rallying in reaction to the jobs report. They're up about 8 points. Well, the Senate has left on summer vacation, but before going home, it gave final approval to a bill designed to protect the pensions of millions of workers. The Senate fell 4 votes short of passing a bill to raise the minimum wage and cut estate taxes.
The yeas are 56 and the nays are 42. The motion is not agreed to.
Israel's air war against Hezbollah has spread to Christian areas north of Beirut for the first time. Heavy fighting is also reported in the Lebanon-Israel border region. Live for CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Robert, what's the latest?
Israeli warplanes attacked a parking lot used by trucks in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley near the border with Syria. Officials say at least 20 farm workers loading fruit were killed. The army has said it is targeting supply lines from Syria to Hezbollah. Hezbollah fired more than 100 rockets at northern Israel, killing 2 people, and 2 soldiers were killed by an anti-tank missile in south Lebanon. Frank?
Crowded skies and crowded planes mean your chances of getting bumped from a flight are on the rise. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Frank, because airlines are trying to fill as many seats to maximize revenue, more than 16,000 passengers bumped last quarter, unable to get on the flights for which they had tickets. If it happens to you, travel expert Pauline Frommer says just walk up to the ticket desk and invoke Rule 240.
Rule 240 states that they must get you where you're going, even if they have to put you on a flight from another airline, even if they have to pay for that.
The rule only applies, though, for the major carriers, the so-called legacy airlines. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Oliver Stone's new 9/11 film, World Trade Center, opened in New York last night.
We paid for everything. Not this.
WCBS's John Natasis got reaction to the film from the first night audience.
Congressman Peter King admits to mixed feelings about the World Trade Center film. Like many New Yorkers, he lost people he knew on 9/11, but he says 5 years after the fact, America should be ready to see this movie.
Some people, because of what they went through, are never going to be ready, and I understand that. But I think as a country, we're not only ready, I think we need this.
This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen, but more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Jack emails, Dear CompUSA, got any deals for a starving student? Yeah, Jack. Now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. Plus, we've got hundreds of killer deals, like $280 off a compact laptop with AMD Turion 64 processor. It's under $500 after rebates. So get to CompUSA's back-to-school sale, because we got it, we get it.
No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police looking for leads in the sexual assault of a woman and the attempted sexual assault on another. It happened yesterday morning in 2 buildings at the 20th Avenue Medical Campus. An employee was sexually assaulted in a women's restroom. The suspect then went next door and entered a restroom at the Kaiser Skyline facility. There, police say he attempted to get into a restroom stall but was chased away.
We're looking for a black male. 5'8" to 5'9" in height, with a very muscular build. He was clean-shaven with very short black hair. He was last seen wearing a white and dark plaid button-up shirt with dark colored pants and white tennis shoes.
Police say it's an isolated event and anyone with information should call Denver police. Some Boy Scouts who disappeared while on a hike have been found safe.
Three Boy Scouts got separated from a main group up in the Lost Park Wilderness area.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wegner says the scouts were found last night after they went missing a day earlier. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We got a little bit of a slowdown for traffic coming in from Brighton this morning, westbound I-76 from 96th Avenue getting down to 74th. There was a three-car pileup in the left lane, apparently not enough damage to warrant a police call. They exchanged information and drove off. But like I said, a little bit of an unusual slowdown for all that traffic for westbound I-76. Just the load up eastbound 270, starting from I-76, getting past York. We've got a lot of heavy traffic coming in from Thornton and Norkland, southbound 25, stop and go from 104th on down. And just now seeing the eastbound delays for the Boulder Turnpike from Federal to Pecos and 6th Avenue starting from Sheridan on in. Weather for today, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon and evening showers. And highs right around 89 today. Right now we're just at 61 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get Employee Pricing Plus. Well-qualified buyer.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
God, I'm sitting here. You know what an idiot I am. I had my cell phone on the whole time, first hour of this show. Somebody could have called me while I was on the air. My God, it's Friday, Jay. Get it together. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Good morning. High today, 89, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's the open phones, 303-713-7600. There's a lot of other stuff going on in the news this morning that we've, you know, it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. And as I said earlier, tens of thousands of Shiites draped in white shrouds gathered in Iraq's capital Friday for a pro-Hezbollah rally, while violence around the country left 8 people dead. In the northern city of Mosul, a car bomb killed 3 policemen, and clashes between Israeli security, Iraqi security forces and Sunni insurgents left 1 policeman dead and 8 people injured. 4 Shiites were shot dead overnight by unidentified gunmen near Baghdad. I mean, this whole thing in Iraq is deteriorating, and you know, what universe is Donald Rumsfeld living in, and what universe is this administration living in? And Hillary Clinton called yesterday for Rumsfeld to resign, but she isn't changing her position on the war, which I think she's wrong. The streets of Shiite-dominated Sadr City slum in Baghdad were packed with thousands of people for the rally called by anti-U.S. Cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Organizers said about 250,000 people had gathered, but the estimate was impossible to confirm. When I say Hillary's wrong, I think she's right about Rumsfeld, but I think she's wrong about the war. And we got a good audio clip. Let's play that a little bit of Senator Hillary Clinton.
There's a track record here. This is not 2002, 2003, 2004, 5, when you appeared before this committee and made many comments and presented, you know, many assurances that have frankly proven to be unfulfilled. And
Senator, I don't think that's true. I have never painted a rosy picture. I've been very measured in my words, and you'd have a dickens of a time trying to find instances where I've been excessively optimistic. I understand this is tough stuff.
Now, do you believe him? You know what he was saying the other day? He was saying that the violence is due in part to the weather in Iraq. I'm not kidding you. Madonna, too. We haven't talked about this. Madonna's back in the news. And you know what? Madonna plans to stage a mock crucifixion during a Sunday concert in Rome, which have drawn fire from religious leaders who have condemned the stunt as an act of open hostility towards the Roman Catholic Church. During the concerts of her Confessions World Tour, the American singer appears crucified on a mirrored cross while wearing a crown of thorns. the prospect of the scene being repeated at the concert in Rome's Olympic Stadium, some 2 miles from the Vatican, prompted Catholic officials to denounce the act as a publicity stunt and in bad taste. Muslim and Jewish leaders in Italy have also spoken out against it. And Bill Donahue, who comes from the Conservative Catholic League, says that she should knock off the Christ bashing. You know what? Do you like Madonna? I don't. I'm tired of her. I'm tired of Madonna's act. And maybe that's just me. I mean, are you a rabid Madonna fan? I'm just like, you know, after a while, you just like enough's enough. But you know, I don't know what her new CD sounds like. I haven't heard it, so I don't know. I mean, is it good? Does anybody out there have it? Does anybody out there like her and has a CD? And, well, you know, would call me at 303-713-7600 and tell me if the CD's any good. Have you heard it, Turk? Have you heard the new CD?
I have not heard the new CD, no. But I do know she looks good in that little workout outfit she was in that music video in last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're not thinking about how she looks. You know, the world's largest gland speaks. Would you stop?
The world's largest gland. I've always been a big Madonna fan, not necessarily the music, but just, I mean, when, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and when she came out, she was pretty much the hottest thing out there. But I like her.
I'm just tired of her. But, you know, maybe her new CD's good. And maybe I just don't know it. Because I haven't heard it. So I can't say. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Maurice in Denver. Maurice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. My comment about the governor, just so I'm lazy and, hey, maybe I need watermelon too. You can. What angers me is when you stereotype, you say that a good chunk of this country has no work ethic. Somebody want to tell that to Mr. Obama in the United States?
Well, I guess what he's saying is that he doesn't want his kids to be African American or Hispanic or have their doesn't want them to have their cultural traits. And I mean, that's what he's saying. He's rejecting that. And there's all this stereotyping going on. I mean, Rosen said I believe it was yesterday, I don't know if it was yesterday or before or whatever, on KOA, he said, that Jews have been historically ostentatious and pushy. You know, I know a lot of Jews that are not ostentatious. I know a lot of Jews that are not pushy. As a matter of fact, they're passive to the point where it would drive you crazy. You know, assigning those kind of traits to people, I mean, it's just, I mean, you could even make a debate over against what I'm saying by saying, well, Jay, you haven't met enough Jews and you haven't met enough, you know, Asians, and you haven't met enough of anybody in your lifetime to be able to make that statement unless you have statistics to back it up. And you could say the same thing to Governor Owens and to Rosen and the rest. Well, you know, how many have you met? I mean, by going by CSAP scores of kids, you know, there's other determining factors. There's what's going on in their households. There's abject poverty. I mean, there's other things that are going on. I mean, it's just like, you know, come on. What, we're not living in the real world here?
Yeah, because growing up, my father always said, he always believed in all of us kids that we get up, we do as much work as we can in a day, and when it's all done, we're just happy to call it an evening. He always told us he did not want lazy kids. And knock on wood, none of us are.
Well, I don't think anybody wants lazy kids, but I mean, it's like, well, you know, you should be more Jewish. What you know, what does that mean? You should be more, you know, Asian? I mean, how does that hold water of any kind? I mean, I don't, you know, to me, as I said before, it's like, you know, it's like, I mean, it's insensitive. It's racist, even though it's a stereotype, you know, even though it's, you know, they would portray it as being a positive stereotype. I mean, it's, you know, it's assigning traits to people.
Yep, certainly not positive for our group. Let me briefly move on to voting. As a disabled person, this business of the advocates saying that they need paper verifiable ballots is just using us to get their own agenda in, and
well, I don't understand that. What do you mean? What does being disabled have to do with having verifiable paper ballots?
I see. Okay, this is where this is going. Okay, let's look. I don't care as a blind person that I can't see the paper. It is just paper. It doesn't, you know, it's not going to, I'm not going to magically see it and verify it. But as a blind person, I want to be able to hear who I'm voting for and make certain that that's indeed correct. Now, in a few years, you know, there will be the scanning technology. But what I don't like is the advocates of this saying, well, we want to have this paper verifiable business now so that I'm going back to the dark ages where I have to have one person from each party in that voting booth with me. I want a private ballot.
Well, I don't think anybody wants.
That's what I want.
I don't think anybody wants to deny you that, but you also have to turn around and realize that I have the right and that others have the right to make sure that our votes are, number one, counted, and number two, that if I want a verifiable record, that if I go into the voting booth and I vote for Bill Ritter, that my vote counts and that my vote was indeed recorded for Bill Ritter. And if there's any question, that there's a way to go back and verify that. I mean, you can't, I mean, at your own insistence, you can't, like, turn around and then deny others theirs. I mean, there's got to be an equitable way.
I understand.
There's
got to
be let me finish, though. There's got to be an equitable way to handle both. But you can't make the charge that we're trying to get our agenda across on, about verifiable voting. We're trying to use you to get our agenda across, because that's not true.
That's certainly the way it appears.
Well, it maybe appears, but it isn't true. I never thought about you. I didn't think about disabled people.
Yep, that's exactly the problem. You never thought about.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know what? I mean, the fact is that in not thinking about you, I didn't make any statements, nor did it has anybody else on this show made any statements that would indicate that we would try in any way, shape, or form to deny you your rights or to quash your rights in order to get ours. Nobody's saying that. I mean, if you have your objections and you bring them to the table, I'm willing to bet you that if I cleared all the lines right now and put it up for a vote, I'm willing to bet you that 99.9999999% of the callers would call up and say, well, he's got a point, and we should work it out so it's equitable for disabled people as well as physically able people. I mean, nobody's trying to keep you from anything.
I understand that, but all of this business, let's let the stuff that's in place now work.
Yeah, but we don't trust the stuff that's in place now. I mean, there is a growing majority of people in this country who do not trust the voting machines and do not trust the system. And when you have that kind of distrust in your own democracy, then you have to make moves and you have to do things in order to ensure the public trust. And I don't think it's too much for a tax-paying citizen of the United States or the state of Colorado to say to the state or to the federal government, look, if I go into the voting booth and I vote for Angie Piccioni or Bill Winter, or I vote for whoever in the 7th Congressional District race, that I want to make sure my vote's verified, and that if there's any question, that we can turn around and look and see and have a recount and have a record, and I want to make sure that nothing has changed. I don't think there's anything criminally wrong with that. I don't think there's anything that's where they're trying to, like, strike out at you. I mean, I think you're being overly sensitive, and I think you're reading the situation wrong, in all due respect.
Did you go to the hearing back in May that discussed this guy's challenge to all of this?
No, I did not.
Might have wanted to have gone.
Well,
Let me finish. I think 99.99% of the disabled people in that room said, let's leave it the way it is, meaning the machines that are certified in the state should be allowed to continue. We have waited many, many, many years for the right to have a private ballot. That's what I want. I want a private.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to deny you that, but I would ask you to consider this. In order to satisfy your rights, how is it that you would think it would be okay to step on my rights? In other words, if I'm concerned about my vote and I'm concerned about it properly being recorded, why would you deny me the right to be able to have a verifiable paper ballot in order to make sure that the way I voted is indeed the way I voted and that it got counted that way? Why would you try to deprive me if I'm not seeking to deprive you? I'm seeking to get an equitable way for you to get what you for me to get what I want.
Well, then, you have plenty of machines. We only get one per polling place. I mean, one per precinct.
Well, then, you know, we should buy more. How about that? Do you object to that idea?
No, I don't.
But don't take away
what is there now.
Yeah, but you know what? What's there now, there is a growing majority of people who don't trust it. So what I'm asking you is, instead of being absolute and 100% and rigid, start to think about this, that you share this state and you share this country with more than just yourself and other disabled people, that you share it with a whole variety of people in this country and in this state, and that they have every right to demand their rights just as you have rights to demand your rights, and that mature thinking adults can work out some kind of compromise. And I guess the end thing I want to say to you is, I mean, come on, man. Be realistic and don't be...
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo was one of only 11 members of Congress to vote against aid to Hurricane Katrina victims. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $5,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
4th and 84th, and then we're crawling across downtown. Although the trip between downtown and the tech center, either side of I-25, still in pretty great shape. Southbound 225 now backing up on that approach to Yosemite. We're seeing eastbound 270 loaded up on that drive across Commerce City. Everywhere else just getting a bit busier, a little heavier, but speed remained up on the high side. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy skies with scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers and highs right around 89 degrees. Right now we're at 60. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With Jeep, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Jeep vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for more details.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make a difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
SL Roofing, we're on top of it.
303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Hi, I'm here with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only, who's telling me that now is the perfect time to be selling a timeshare.
That's right. The market is really hot right now. There are literally thousands of people looking to buy a timeshare.
And you've got some help for sellers.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm giving away a free kit that includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Well, that does sound helpful.
Yeah, this is really good stuff to know for anyone who's even thinking about selling a timeshare, because these are things that can make you thousands of dollars.
And this information is free?
Absolutely free. But this is a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now so we can rush it out to you.
Okay. That's the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Yours absolutely free.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Here's the phone number to call. 1-800-600-5002. That's 1-800-600-5002. 1-800-600-5002.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this higgly definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Video of all time.
Making Catholics everywhere upset, I guess. I don't know. Nobody ever called in to say whether their new CD's any good or not. 724, 24 minutes after 7. 303-713-7600. High today, 89. Partly sunny. You know what I think part of it is with Madonna and them being mad about her World Confessions tour and about climbing up on that cross and the whole thing? You know what it is? Maybe this is just me, okay? So you can call up and tell me if you think I'm wrong. But maybe it's just me. I just am, like, tired of shock value stuff. Like, to me, there's no more shock left in the world. Okay, so, you know, she climbs up on a cross. Okay, you know what? I see where that's offensive. But I don't find that shocking. I just find it in poor taste. I mean, if you're Roman Catholic, that's like a poor, you know, that's like poor taste, right? Would you consider that to be poor taste? Now, I suppose there's some of you who are Roman Catholic would call up and say, well, you know what, it doesn't offend me and it's not poor taste. I just see it as being poor taste. So people who engage in shock kind of stuff and shock value kind of stuff, I'm just bored by that. And is it just me? You know, and I went through that whole thing about, I went through that whole phase about shock value radio and about combative talk. And I went through that whole generation of combative talk show hosts because I did talk radio in Florida, which was very, very, very combative, where you would, you know, yell and scream at the callers. And I used to do it when I worked here last time. And I just got sick of that, and I get sick of living with myself, of, like, reducing people to tears and all that stuff. But I also get bored with it by seeing other people do it and listening to other people do it. And it just, to me, doesn't register anymore. I just figure, oh, man, you know, I'm over it. I'm over his shock value stuff. So, because what, is she climbing on this cross? Is she climbing on this cross for shock value, or is she doing it because she wants to send some kind of message, or she's making some kind of artistic statement? You know, artistic statement is one thing, and that's fine, but if you're doing it just for shock value and to get attention, then that's a whole other ball game. Am I going on too long about this? But am I alone in thinking this, or does anybody else feel this way about Madonna? Or about any acts, any rock and roll acts that are out there, anybody in show business? I mean, we were talking about Kiss earlier. Okay, like dressing up with all the makeup and all that kind of stuff and doing all that stuff and, what was it, Gene Simmons with the tongue and all that. Okay, that was like really, people were like, and I was, you know, I was playing that music on the air as a disc jockey. We were like, you know, oh, wow. And isn't that mind-blowing and blah, blah, blah. But how about now if they did it now? If they did it now and they get up and do it now, now it's just camp. And you're not shocked by it anymore. Because the boundaries have been pushed, and it's like, okay, well, big deal. I've seen that before. And it's kind of like guys that are, you know, they get on the air and try that kind of stuff. They get real dirty, get raunchy, and do all that kind of stuff, which you don't see too much of anymore. However, let me tell you something. There's a lot of it going on. I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard this inside the business, a rumor about this. There's a lot of it going on in Hispanic radio. A lot of morning shows, they're really raunchy. And really sexual orientation and, the sexual comments. But it's like that stuff's like no big deal to me. I get bored with it. And so maybe it's just me. And you know, guys like Sam Brownback and others in Congress who want to go after satellite radio, who want to go after cable, who want to crack down on all that stuff, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time and effort. Because you know what? Look, here's the thing. You know, if your child sees that stuff on TV, if your child hears that stuff on the radio, if your child comes in contact with this stuff, that's your fault as a parent. That's your fault. What was your child doing listening to that kind of stuff? What was going on? This gets back to knowing what your kids are doing, right? So, and a lot of times, what's in popular music, a lot of times, the older you get, the harder it is to understand what all that's about. But you got to make an effort to try to be at least tuned into it if you have a kid. Now, I talk about our nephew a lot, Mary and I, our nephew a lot. I talk a lot about our nephew. He likes country music, so there's not much to worry about there. And I don't ever hear him listening to what I would consider to be objectionable stuff. But when he's at our house and he's flipping around on cable TV, Mary and I are real careful to make sure that he doesn't watch stuff that's inappropriate. I mean, that's our responsibility. You know, maybe parents don't, you know, parents can't keep up with everything a child does, but you can at least have some degree of input and try to take care of it. All right, we'll go to more calls. Anybody want to talk about Madonna and the crucifixion thing? That's fine. Like I said earlier when I started the show out, you know, we can't talk straight-ahead politics every single day. And there's other things going on, so if you want to talk about that. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron O'Neill, have you heard Madonna's new CD?
Yes.
Have you? Is it any good?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Okay, well, I couldn't get any callers. Apparently the audience here isn't hip enough, or we don't know anybody who's young enough to, like, still be into her. You're only about 13, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm a 13-year-old girl.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. So do you own it, or did you just hear it?
I own it, actually. Yeah.
All right, so you're...
But I know the hardcore Madonna fans aren't too thrilled about it, I guess.
Apparently. Why?
I don't know. Apparently strays too far from her roots.
So are you recommending that I go out and get it?
I think you should.
Because let me tell you where my head's at.
Okay.
You're going to laugh. People are going to go like, oh, God, listen to this guy.
Lucky Frizzell?
No, not Lucky, Lefty.
Lefty?
No. I was talking about this the other day. Mary read me this article, some article that she saw in the Sunday paper about Tony Bennett, that he doesn't own a home, that he doesn't have a car, and that he believes in, like, living where your heart is, and he's never owned a home. And I can identify with that. Mary and I have only owned two homes. You know, we move around too much. So I thought, you know, this is really cool. So then the other day, I happened to hear some Tony Bennett music.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I've really overlooked this guy, and I should be investigating this more. So I almost got on this manic online jag to get on and order Tony Bennett CDs.
Oh, no.
Tony Bennett's going to be 80. So that's not very hip on my part, right? To be like into Tony Bennett.
Hey, that's cool. I like Tony Bennett too.
Yeah, but you know what? I wanted to check out like his really old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll order the Madonna CD. Because I think I got a couple of Madonna CDs, but they're like the old ones. But I'll order the new Madonna CD, and then I'll let you know if I think it's any good.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, for those people who are listening to their Madonna CDs in the car rather than listening to AM 760, you know what? If you're stuck in traffic, that's your problem. But
yeah,
for the rest
kidding.
Of the people who are listening to us, what's going on out there?
Well, I got to tell you, it's been a real quiet Friday morning. We aren't wrecking into one another. I guess that's good news for you on your drive. And if you leave at the same time today as you do most days, you shouldn't have any problems getting into the office, that's for certain, because we're just dealing with the usual slowdown, southbound I-25 especially, 104th to 84th you can expect, and then a busier drive across downtown. But if you're driving through T-Rex, either side of I-25, crickets right now, it's rolling wide open both directions. Actually, C-470 is checking clear either direction there. Boulder Turnpike a little backed up on the eastbound side from Federal to Pecos. 6th Avenue, of course, busier on in from Lakewood, starting from around Sheridan. I-70 still in pretty great shape for either direction. Southbound 225 beginning to be stop and go from after Parker Road on down. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming.
Now, ain't nothing wrong with it, just that good.
August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 Days Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 Days Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. Call Ticketmaster outlets 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
Treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients. Even those who think they have no options, CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy 4 tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Get the CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale for great financing offers and hundreds of amazing deals on everything from laptops to digital cameras, flash drives to MP3 players. It's the back-to-school sale, now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, Little Blue, John Lee Hooker. 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High to 89, partly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones, and it is Friday, so celebrate. All right, let's get on the phones. And we'll go to Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, I read his articles, you know, from Lamb and also the thing this morning about the governor. I don't think what they're trying to say is racist as such. Yet at the same time, I'll say that they surely don't give any solution to a problem that is based upon some statistical surety. And that doesn't do any good. We've known for a long time that there's a lot more poor Hispanic and black people than there are us of Caucasians. But we don't seem to do anything year after year after year. And, you know, they talk about the problem with schools and the amount of people, you know, the amount of dropouts. You know, with the school system, I kind of think of it the old adage of if the only tool in your box is a hammer, then every problem is a nail.
Well, see, I think it is insensitive. And I think it is.
Well, I'm not saying it's not insensitive.
I think it is stereotyping, and I think it is racist. I mean, like, all right, like, suppose you're a Hispanic or you're African American, and you're getting up every single day and you're busting your rear. I mean, you're just busting your rear to live the American dream, and then you have like the governor of the state you live in and the former governor come out and make those statements, and suppose it doesn't apply to you and your family. I mean, and that's like saying, okay, and that's like saying that on one hand, you know, without qualification, that's like saying on one hand that Hispanics and African Americans have no work ethic, and then the other hand, Jews and Asians do, when that doesn't hold water 100%. There are no statistics, and Paul Burlinson, of the greater, Reverend Paul Burlinson of the greater Metro Denver Ministerial Alliance said, and he's right. You know, it's like, what statistics are you relying on for that information? Now, if you said statistically that on CSAP, Asian children do better, then that's a whole other thing. And if you said, well, look, let's find out why, but they don't even measure Jews, so what do you throw Jews in there for? And then, is you're right, it doesn't fix the problem. And then for Mike Rosen on KOA to say, well, Jews have been ostentatious and pushy, I mean, that's downright BS, because I know a lot of Jews that are not ostentatious and are not pushy. I'm not ostentatious. My family's not. Just my immediate family's not. Nobody who I grew up with was.
Yeah.
And I've met more pushy, you know, Caucasian Christians than I have, because there's more of them in society than I have anybody else.
I think I'd agree with the pushy Christians. But, you know, I think some of it's what he drew was the, and it's shown in the paper many times, that the lack of high school graduates in the Hispanic community and in the black community. But like I said, it doesn't, you know, there's a reason that, this is just a crazy number, 40% qualify for free lunches. That means they don't make a lot of money. That's the issue.
Well, then we should identify.
Like, I live in a neighborhood that has Hispanics and blacks, and it's very middle class.
Yeah, I live in a very mixed middle class neighborhood as well.
And I know them. I like them. They get up. They go to work. They work hard. Their kids are in sports. Their kids do well in school. Why is that different than the others? They're all the same. You know, if you're race baiting it, well, then why? They're both brown or they're both black. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And I would dare to say that even at that 50%, if that's that magic number they say is the Hispanic problem for education and such, we need to address why. I mean, I know lots of Hispanic people whose children come later when they're old enough to work cleaning apartments or putting on a roof. I don't think they want to be roofers and housekeepers. There's a reason that they're taking that position, you know? And it's not lack of jobs, because the jobs are out there, but it is training and experience and education, and those are the things that we're not addressing as a society.
See, I agree with you 100%. It's just as a Jew, like, okay, I resent what Bill Owens says. I resent what Dick Lamb says. I resent the stereotype. I resent what Mike Rosen says. I resent it. I resent the stereotype. And I'm like you. Instead of getting on and having that kind of rhetoric in what I consider to be the mainstream media, instead of doing all of that, why don't we just sit down and try to figure out how to fix these problems, and let's have an honest-to-God effort to fix them, and let's look into what the story is about why some kids don't do well and others do better. And, you know, for me, look, just for me, okay, I'm only talking about myself. I alone prove that what Owens, Lamb, and what Rosen said are wrong. I did not do well in school. I did not show any ambition towards school. I only went because in those days...
That's the major Jewish mother crazy.
Well, yeah, and in those days, if you didn't go, you know, they came to your house and they got you. I mean, you know, they said, where were you? And when I was in high school, I would ditch school and then forge a note. I had Christian friends, too, who were in on it and who did exactly the same thing. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I just fell into doing this for a living. And, you know, I mean, I haven't always made a lot of money, and then I've had times where I've made a lot of money, and I've been employed now for 34 years. I mean, I've been fired plenty of times.
You said you've been a warehouse worker.
Well, I did.
It's an honorable job, but it isn't what you wanted to do or be.
Well, I did those things. I did that stuff between getting fired from KSAN in San Francisco and then going to KKAT in Salt Lake City, which is no longer on the air. They've changed colors. But I did that. I did menial labor because it was the only job I could get in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And you're right. I didn't like it, and it's not what I wanted to be, and it's not what I wanted to do. And eventually I turned back and got back into radio. But, you know, I don't fit the stereotypical thing of what a Jewish person is. I mean, because I'm not overly ambitious.
As I said before, I truthfully cannot say that I know a Hispanic that isn't industrious. I mean, I can say I know a lot of them who are poor who work very, very hard. And I know some who have professions and do quite well and live better than I do. But they, you know, it is anything, I think, to do with drive. It's opportunity, and opportunity is what we've not given these people.
Well, it's what you, yeah, you know what it is? It's opportunity, it's psychology, it's a lot of varying factors, it's poverty. But the last thing we need is for the governor of the state of this state to be making those kind of statements in the mainstream media, for Dick Lamb to make those kind of statements, and for talk show hosts to make those kind of statements, because when you look at it in the end, does it do any good?
It doesn't.
Okay, so it's counterproductive, and it rubs people the wrong way, and it's a statement by Governor Bill Owens, who, in all due respect to him, and I disagree with him on 99.99% of everything, in all due respect to him, you know what he is? He's a disconnected white man, because he's a politician, he's a governor, he lives in a bubble, he's a disconnected white man. You know, that's really what he is, and I mean, I would like to ask him, when was the last time you went to an African-American or a Hispanic community?
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, the one thing he could advocately say and help is hope.
That's right, exactly.
One thing he does not give.
That's exactly right. Kelly, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. You too. Have a good weekend. It's 7:46, 14 minutes in front of 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Now I got two lines open if you want to use them, because I'd love to talk to you.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Boy, we can't complain if the worst of our problems are those metering lights coming off of Hamden getting onto southbound I-25, backing up that ramp, and then we're finding eastbound Hamden slow from Colorado if you're trying to get over towards I-25 to hop onto the highway. So a little bit of a delay there, but as far as you drive this morning, it's been awfully quiet. In fact, I-25 north and south rolling wide open in and out of the tech center. It's southbound 225 where we're backed up from just after Parker Road as you make your way down to the Denver Tech Center merge. Of course, we're still loaded up for I-25 across downtown off that north end. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike slow into that sunshine from Federal to Pecos, 6th Avenue, brake lights from Sheridan on in. Still looking pretty good for both directions of I-70 and C-470 yet wide open. Weather for today, partly cloudy, a round of afternoon and evening thundershowers and highs around 89. We've warmed up to 64. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got the fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure. At I-70 and Airport...
Travelocity presents the Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, only big kahunas can afford Hawaii.
Ha! Book a Hawaiian vacation with Travelocity and get $150 off.
Myth 2, no one has ever caught the rare Hawaiian nene bird.
I found one!
Get an instant $150 off Hawaiian vacations with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com/aloha for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Statistics that are out there. We got a new recipe for you, so stay with us.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Denver voters, casting your ballot has never been easier. You can even vote before Election Day. Vote now. Here's how. Early voting begins Saturday, July 29th at the Wellington Webb Building, then continues July 31st through August 4th at 6 convenient locations throughout Denver. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at www.denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts. Being able to read the alarm clock or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
CompUSA Email Bank.
Kim emails, Dear CompUSA, do you guys offer scholarships? Even better, Kim, now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. And that's in addition to hundreds of awesome deals, like a 1-gig flash drive or SD camera memory card for under $20, our lowest price ever. At CompUSA's back-to-school sale, we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. Offer after savings and rebates, see store for details.
Get your smile on.
Imagine you've got this gorgeous sandwich made with country baked bread and Virginia ham. Could it get any better? Yep. Just add Lay's KC Masterpiece Barbecue Potato Chips. That smoky sweet flavor, that light irresistible taste. Mmm, a sandwich and Lay's. Everything a country girl could want.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway Restaurants.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Shape of things before my eyes, just teach me to despise. Will time make man more
751, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 89. Partly sunny skies. Open phones, anything you want to talk about. Do we have any Leonard Cohen fans out there? The only reason I ask that is because Turk and I are talking about Leonard Cohen. He's not hip to Leonard Cohen, and I want to go see the Leonard Cohen documentary. It's in town. It's only going to be here for another couple of days, I think. And I love Leonard Cohen. And I play Leonard Cohen on the air here, except a lot of it is very morbid, and it's not very uplifting and energizing, but I love his act. Let's go to Patrick on 270. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, those remarks that come out the governor, that's very irresponsible. I'm an African-American male. I get up every morning to go to work. I bust my butt every day. The problem, one of the problems that I see is not coming out the black community. It's coming from people like him that comes in and they stereotype and say things that are very much not true. And then what happens is everybody else look at the African-American community and say, oh, he's just like everybody. He's just all like the rest of them. That's not a fair statement, and it's not responsible for people in his caliber to say things like that.
I agree 100%. And you know what it does, too? It gives closet racists the permission to come out of the closet and be vocal.
You're right, Jay. I'm from Memphis. I'm from the South.
Oh, I worked in Memphis.
I've seen racism. I've seen racism point blank. And one thing that I like about Colorado is when it comes to racism, you could, it's very much open out here. Either you are or you're not. Out there, it's more that everybody is and you know it.
That's right.
And I just think it's just irresponsible. I think that was a bad statement. I think he is a disconnected white man, and he needs to come to the community to find out what is really wrong. And the problem is, one of the problems is in the school system. You don't see them coming down to Hinckley or any other place like that to try to boost up their school system.
Well, listen, I agree. I mean, look, here's the thing. We should knock off all this crap, and we should sit down and really have an effort to fix the problem.
Right.
And until we do that, for public officials to make statements like this that he made, you know, it's just irresponsible and it's wrong, and he ought to be ashamed of himself. I mean, he really should be, and I don't care what, you know, Dan Hopkins says, and I like Bill Owens as a person, but I don't agree with him. I don't agree with him on much of anything. As a matter of fact, he and I got into it here once a long time ago on the air here about the NSA spying stuff. I just don't agree with him. But I just think that those things are you know what? It's an insult to you, and it's an insult to me, and it's an insult. It's just wrong. I mean, it's wrong. It's insensitive, and it's counterproductive. And there's too much of that in the world already. You know, there's too much of that in the world already.
I think that it's an insult to all people, all races.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you're right.
And one more thing, Jay. I listen to you. I've started to listen a lot to you, and you're on the money all the time. When it comes to this cable TV thing and radio thing, you're right. Parents need to stop letting the TV and the radio raise their children, and they need to raise them.
That's right.
That's just point blank. And if I have cable, I have kids. I have an 18-year-old child who's about to go off to college. I monitor everything that he's done from the time he came out the womb up until now. Now he has his own choices now that he needs to make. But I didn't let him sit in front of the TV and watch MTV by himself or BET or none of those stations by himself. We as adults, we have to raise our kids. We can't let the TV and the radio do it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I mean, even as an adult, I don't watch much TV. Patrick, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too.
Okay, we'll talk to you. All right, I don't have, you know what, Trish and Aurora. Trish, you got to hang on because let's start with her, and then if she wants to keep going, I'll put her on hold. Trish, you got 2 minutes, but if you're not done, I'll put you on hold and we'll continue. But go ahead, start.
Is this Jay?
Yeah, it's Jay.
Hi, Jay. It is Trish from Aurora. I love you guys. I just want a short thing. My mother's German. My father is from Guatemala. And we were raised this way. It's not the color of your skin. It's the color of your heart. And I wish people would just look at each individual as a person and not of their race or their heritage, but who they are inside. And that's all I want to say today.
You know what? That's a lot, and I love you, and it's a great call. And thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
She's right about that. Let's look at people as individuals, and let's look at what's in their hearts and how they are as people, and not slump them together as groups and try to attach stereotypical tags to them, because that's counterproductive. And I'll guarantee you that every one of us who are together here this morning, all of us who are together this morning, can come forward and say, wait a minute, you know what, I know so-and-so, and I know so-and-so, and they're not like that. They're not like that at all. It's just irresponsible of the governor to make these comments. And it's irresponsible of Rosen to make these comments, too. And it's irresponsible of Dick Lamb to make them. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. We don't have to talk about that. We can talk about anything we want to talk about. You know what? I don't care what it is. That's what Friday mornings are all about. And I got two lines open. So use them or lose them, because that's the way it goes here. If you want to talk and you want to talk about what you're interested in, now's the time to do it on Friday morning here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is that Sam Donaldson? Forget it. You're a has-been. We don't have to answer has-been questions.
Hey, it's better to be a has-been than it never was.
Yep. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, Bob. Nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Breaking news from Mesa, Arizona. Police say they're holding a pair of suspects in connection with a string of fatal shootings that have terrorized the Phoenix area for more than a year now.
There are two suspects in custody in that case, the serial shooter case, and the search warrant was served last night at their apartment in Mesa.
Witnesses could see the police taking weapons, a car, and other potential evidence away from that apartment complex.
I just saw a whole bunch of police officers digging through trash and... I'm trying to look for evidence.
The Phoenix serial shooter is believed to be responsible for killing 6 people, wounding 17 others. Police are still looking for suspects in a second serial killing case that's taken the lives of 7 women and 1 man. In Lebanon, it's another day of grief for families losing loved ones to the widening war between Israel and Hezbollah. Security forces say at least 27 Beqaa Valley farm workers were killed when Israeli rockets hit trucks loading fruit along the border with Syria. CBS's Alan Pizzian, Tel Aviv, says other civilians died in raids south of Beirut.
As with Hezbollah rocket strikes against Israel, civilians bore the brunt. The civilians had been warned by leaflet drops to leave before the raids, but many have nowhere to go. Israeli warplanes also extended operations northwards, destroying several bridges on the northern coast road that had been Beirut's only secure supply line.
113,000 new jobs. That may sound like a lot, but it wasn't enough to keep unemployment from hitting 4.8% in July, up from 4.6% in June.
The unemployment rate has been dropping for a while now. This is the highest rate we've had since February, and a sign that the economy is slowing down.
CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason says that could be the Fed signal to stop raising interest rates.
The Fed may want to say, you know what, we're going to take our foot off the accelerator for a while here and just pause and see where the economy is.
The Fed's next meeting is next week.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 5.
Working into the early morning hours, the Senate gave final approval to a bill designed to protect the retirement money of millions of workers, including soon-to-retire baby boomers. Among other things, it forces employers to set aside enough to cover the promises they've made. Florida's top tourist attraction is coming to realize that dinero is just as good as money. CBS's Jim Taylor explains.
Hey, Frank, como se dice Magic Kingdom in Espanol. As part of a pitch to attract Hispanic visitors to Disney World, some of its better-known characters may soon learn Spanish. Cinderella and Snow White greeting kids with Hola, niños, ¿cómo están? The company hiring a couple of PR firms that specialize in targeting Hispanics, so in the next year we may just hear a Spanish language version of the Mickey Mouse theme song. It is a small world, after all. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 58 points. NASDAQ is ahead 20. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosiram right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosiram is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosiram.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police looking for leads in the sexual assault of a woman and the attempted sexual assault on another. It happened yesterday morning in two buildings at the 20th Avenue Medical Campus. An employee was sexually assaulted in a women's restroom. The suspect then went next door and entered a restroom at the Kaiser Skyline facility. There, police say he attempted to get into a restroom stall but was chased away.
We're looking for a black male, 5 foot 8 to 5 foot 9 inches in height, with a very muscular build. He was clean shaven with very short black hair. He was last seen wearing a white and dark plaid button-up shirt with dark colored pants and white tennis shoes.
Police say it's an isolated event and anyone with information should call Denver police. Some Boy Scouts who disappeared while on a hike have been found safe.
Three Boy Scouts got separated from a main group up in the Lost Park Wilderness area.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wegner says the scouts were found last night after they went missing a day earlier. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And the delays across these highways have been pretty typical stuff we usually see this time of morning, although we're starting to see slowdowns for eastbound C-470 starting from Kipling as you make the turn over towards Wadsworth. There is an accident that's off to the right shoulder. And then that 470 drive is going to keep busy across Highlands Ranch. Just starting to see slowdowns for westbound Highway 36 from just after Sheridan getting on up towards Church Ranch. Busier drive there. The eastbound side, of course, stays busy from Federal down towards Pecos. Southbound I-25 still loaded up on the north end from 104th to 84th and again across downtown. And watch those metering lights. They aren't working coming off that ramp from Hamden onto southbound I-25. It's actually causing delays for Hamden eastbounders starting from Colorado as you make the drive over to I-25. Weather today, partly cloudy with some scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers and highs around 89. We're at 64 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo was one of only four members of Congress to vote against the Violence Against Women Act. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $5,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 89 under partly sunny skies. John Turk and I were just lamenting during the news that fall is coming on. It's going to be here soon. We're not ready for that.
What a drag.
Yeah, we're not ready for that. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, whether it's... and I haven't have yet to anybody call. You what, there's no, Aaron O'Neill's the only person who's like hip to Madonna. Nobody calls in about Madonna, and Senator Hillary Clinton wants Rumsfeld to resign, but she doesn't want to change her position on the war, which I'm sorry, but I just disagree with her on her position on the war. The Senate rejects the GOP estate tax and minimum wage bill that died last night. Good. Glad it's gone. And what else is out there? Pentagon generals are warning that Iraq could degenerate into a civil war. Said that the spiraling violence in Baghdad could propel Iraq into an outright civil war, but a lot of people believe they're already there. And then we're talking about the governor's comments. You want to talk about the Middle East? That's fine. Condoleezza Rice now talking about an immediate ceasefire. It's a reversal of the Bush administration's previous position. Whatever it is that's on the list, you can talk about it. Whatever it is you want to talk about it. And, you know, you want to get into some cultural stuff, we can get into that too. Like, I'm tempted to ask you, you know,
because Turk and I were talking about this during the news. I just had to ask you about CDs and about what's the you know, what's the latest the best CD that you bought and that you recommend, because we were talking about you know, we were talking about buying stuff, buying CDs. I don't want to spring. I don't think I get it past Mary to spring the $200 that it would take to get that Lefty Frizzell box set that I'm always talking about. But Turk and I were talking about buying new CDs, and I just really am not motivated to get anything. So what am I missing out there that's not out there that I don't know about, and or that we don't know about? And I can't believe, too, that there's not one person who can call me at 303-713-7600 and that even, you know, that knows who Leonard Cohen is. I mean, come on, am I the only person who knows who Leonard Cohen is? And I guess when I guess when Mary and I go to see that movie, I guess what it'll end up being is we'll be the only people in the theater. I mean, nobody else will go because I guess nobody else is into him like we are. So whatever it is you want to talk about, you know what, we can get it on and we can do it. And let's go to Brad in Denver, who's been hanging on. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, what's up?
Well, I admit that I am not extremely familiar with Leonard Cohen's work, first of all.
Well, that's okay. We don't care. I don't care. That's all right.
But I am an artist. I've been an artist for years, and I called yesterday, and I was on hold at the end of the show, and I wanted to comment on the Loveland artwork that's being denigrated by the religious right, obviously, in Loveland.
All right, before you get started, let me ask, what kind of artist are you?
I am a visual artist. I'm a photographer and maker.
Oh, wow, great. Okay, what's your opinion about the statue?
Well, it's not surprising. I'm from Peoria, Illinois, originally, and most of the culture in Peoria, there's a small artist community, and it continually has itself looked down. The religious right looks down at that community and preaches against it and everything else. And so I've lived in that kind of community for years, and it's just very troubling to me. It goes to schooling, and it goes into all the stories you've been talking about this week. I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
I really think is worth examining. I think it's worth examining why it is that people have trouble with art and arts to begin with, and why it is that people feel the need to act in an oppressive manner towards things that they don't either understand or agree with. And then the final thing is the question I asked yesterday is about nudity. And, you know, the rumors that I hear is, here's the rumors that I hear. The rumors I hear is, for instance, that they never show, when they show the photograph of the statue in the paper, they never show the man's genitals.
Right.
Man is not a
beautiful thing as a woman, in our society.
Right, and we also have some hang-up about nudity. Why are we hung up about that?
I do not understand that at all. And it's usually religious people that have the hang-up with nudity, but they just celebrate the beauty of all of God's creation except for the human body, except for any, you know, anything that could be the human body is just a human body. It's not sex, you know, it's not the act of sex. I don't understand it. I do understand the mentality, having been raised in Peoria and raised in a religious setting, going to parochial schools, but it's all about authoritarian rule, like you've been talking about for weeks, and I wanted to suggest to everybody listening to watch a documentary called Stupidity, and it talks about the dumbing down of our society and media, and how that plays into the fact that being stupid is cool.
Can we rent that?
I do not know if you can rent it. I purchased it at Tower Records.
All right, well, then we go out and get it then. I mean, you know what? I'll go look for it. I'll go look for it this weekend, and I'll definitely go see it. And,
yeah,
you know, the idea that being, yeah, the idea of being stupid is cool is ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's a fabulous documentary. I'm going to let everybody know about it. So,
all right,
anyway,
Brad.
Jay, have a great day.
All right, man, have a good weekend.
You too.
See you later. Yeah, being stupid, you know, is not cool, and no value of the arts is not cool. I don't know how people live without art. I really don't know. I really don't understand that. Mary and I've got it all over our walls, to the point where we've got more than we can put up. And I don't understand how people can live without it. I'm not saying you have to like everything that is produced. I'm not saying you have to like everything that's out there. There's stuff out there that I don't like or don't understand or don't get. But I wouldn't like try to stop you from seeing it. There are sculptures that I've seen in public places that don't do anything for me. And if I were on the committee to decide what to put there, I probably wouldn't vote for it. But I wouldn't run out there and try to cover it up or not let you see it. Maybe it's just that I just don't understand it. So somebody needs to sit down with me and explain to me like what the artist was trying to do and what the artist meant by that. But I don't understand people who can't you know, who just can't live without art. I mean, one of my biggest problems is the art that I really love, I can't afford. I can't afford to get it. Number one, I don't have the money for it, and number two, I don't have the room for it, and number three, somebody else owns it. Or it's owned by a museum. So I can't get it. So all I can do is go home and like drool over picture books and sit there and wish that I had it. Or that I had the talent to create it. You know, that's the other side of it. I mean, I'm extremely, extremely... You know, I look at people who are artists, it's like, what a gift. Now, how come the public doesn't feel that way? I mean, a lot of you do, I think, but there are a lot of people out there who don't feel that way. And it's a shame that we don't, you know, all right, let me say this. This is going to sound really, really, really pathetic, but I'm going to say it anyway, okay? This is going to sound really, 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 really pathetic, but let me say it. It's a shame we don't feel towards art as we feel towards weapons. Okay? No, seriously. I mean, people get excited over the Blue Angels, and they get excited over weaponry and bang-bang and all that stuff. How come we don't get excited over art like that? I don't understand. And there's a lot of things I don't understand.
Thunder Mountain of Denver. See Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver. The best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles. With approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver. Off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Drive in from Thornton and Norcland, starting from 104th to 84th, and pretty much stop and go from I-76 down to Spear. Starting to see delays now westbound Highway 36 from Sheridan as you head up towards Boulder. And the eastbound side of the Turnpike, of course, Federal to Pecos, a little busier. Weather for today, partly cloudy, a round of afternoon and evening thundershowers. We'll reach highs of 89 today. We've warmed up to 65 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Save 10 to 60% off original retail prices during the Golfsmith Tent Sale and Clearance Event. Hurry in. These deals won't last long. Don't miss your chance to save big at the Golfsmith Tent Sale this weekend only at Golfsmith in Westminster.
8:17, 70 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. The New Guinea singing dog has a particular howl that sounds like a cross between a wolf's bay and the singing of a humpback whale. Check out that in your house. Now, Coco and Jackson are enough for me. We had a friend come over yesterday, who we love very much, and I know that friend's listening, and or at least I hope this person is, and Coco and Jackson go crazy. You know, they just go nuts, and it's like, okay, I couldn't handle a New Guinea singing dog, but I'll tell you one thing I can handle is the fact that Coco and Jackson have plenty of energy and that they feel good, and one of the reasons is because they've been on Purina One since they've been pups, and the big news is for dog owners is that Purina One total nutrition formulas have been reformulated to be more of what you look for in a dog food. Now, each formula is now made with two kibble shapes to give your dog more variety at mealtime. You can choose real lamb, real beef, or real chicken as the first ingredient, and each formula is put together to deliver all six signs of pet health, including the immune system and the digestive health, just to name a few. And, boy, you can really tell with our dogs that this is true. So, you know what, if you haven't tried Purina One and you love your dog, you've got dogs plural, or just one dog, you got to try Purina One. Now, here's the thing. All you have to do is take the Purina One 30-day challenge and then just see for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or, you know what, go to their website at PurinaOneChallenge.com. But do it today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco, which is where the pets go.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Don't you hate losing things, like your wallet, or your cell phone, or worse yet, a treasured keepsake? That can really hurt. But what about losing faith in a person, especially someone you trust, like a friend or a loved one? Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave has given us hundreds of reasons to lose our faith in her. She consistently voted against allowing federal stem cell research that could lead to treatments for horrible diseases. Musgrave took tens of thousands in campaign contributions from Tom DeLay, the guy who spread corruption around Washington like a virus. And while those with guts in Congress seek the truth about forced abortions in U.S. territory, Musgrave turned her back on the unborn to protect her political cronies. In fact, Marilyn Musgrave embodies everything that's gone haywire in Congress these days. And boy, have we lost faith in them.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's a definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
All right, little Curtis Mayfield, you bet. 821, 21 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 89, partly sunny. Well, this brings back memories, doesn't it? Hi, it's up to the phones, and let's get back to the phones on this Friday morning. It's good to have you along. Have I told you that lately? I guess I haven't said that. I don't say that enough, but I should. It's good to have you here. Let's go to Jill in Denver. Jill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Just a quick comment on comments that Bill Owens made and that particular topic. There's a book out, a pretty new book, called The Color of Wealth, and it's by Michu Louie. And if you look up The Color of Wealth on the Internet, you'll find that the book will come up. But it's basically a book about the history of the laws and policies in the U.S. from day one that deliberately kept people of color, whether it's Asians, Latinos, or blacks, or Native Americans, from accumulating assets and wealth.
Oh, and you know, I believe that totally, 100%.
It's a fascinating read. It's incredibly well-researched. It's incredibly well-footnoted, and it's really, really disgusting. I was early on page 2, and I called my mom and I told her it was the best book I'd ever read. I think it should be required reading for every single human in this country. And it's called The Color of Wealth.
I'll buy it. I'll order it online this weekend.
Yeah, it's an amazing book. And one quick comment. The people in Loveland, to me, they just need to grow up. And until they do, they need to go away.
Jill, you can't say that they need to go away. It's just that they need to, like, I agree. They need to grow up and get onto something that really matters.
Exactly.
Not a statue which has a man with an allegedly, I mean, the hang-up here is allegedly that the guy's got like a big Johnson or something. I mean, you know, you just get over that. Get over the whole nudity thing and move on to something that really matters.
Exactly. There are kids out there starving, and that statue is really not relevant to today's problems.
I agree exactly. Jill, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Alan in Wheat Ridge. Alan, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What's up?
Hey, I was calling. You wanted to hear about Madonna, so I thought I would call in and talk to you about Madonna.
Are you a Madonna fan?
Actually, I am a Madonna fan.
All right, well, explain to me what she's up to. Is she trying to make a statement about religion? Is this an art thing, or is she doing it for shock value?
From what I understand, I think that she's already kind of retreading to the same ground over if she's such an innovator. But anyway, what she's really trying to do, I think, is she's trying to bring attention to the plight of starvation, I think, around the world. I don't know if she's trying to say, you know, because really if you look at a person, you're supposed to see like God or Jesus or whatever. So if they see her on the cross, you know, what are we doing to our people? We're killing people. We're spending billions and billions of money to kill people. And, you know, all these religious people who say they follow Jesus think that we have nothing to do with Jesus. They want
to. All right, your cell phone started to cut out. But you know what? Let me make this comment to you about it. Okay, she's trying to get that message across about starving people. She's trying to get a message across about humanity. Don't you think there'd be a better way to do that than to, like, alienate, you know... And I don't know this for a fact, but if indeed Roman Catholics get alienated by this, don't you think it's a better idea than, I mean, there's better ways to say it and to get people's attention about whatever it is you care about than alienating them and making them angry?
Well, I think the bigger issue is that, you know, they'll spend all this time to talk about Madonna and it gets press. Can you hear me good right now?
Yeah, now you're all right. Go ahead.
Okay. And they talk to her in about the press, and it's like they make a big deal about it. But where's, like, the outrage over, like, these NORAD tapes? You know, where's the outrage over our soldiers dying? They don't hardly talk about it. You got to search all over the news to even find a piece of NORAD information. But yet Madonna's all over. Mel Gibson's all over. None of this seems very important.
But it is important. Here's the thing you're missing. There is outrage over what you brought up, and those things are important, and they should be discussed, and they should be talked about. And I'm with you. I bemoan the lack of Iraq coverage, okay? I'm with you 100%. But you know something? The Mel Gibson thing and the Madonna thing are important. They're important for this reason. Because if you're Roman Catholic or you're Jewish, that's offensive, and it's wrong, and it's a form of religious bigotry. That's number one. And number two, on the Gibson thing, you know, you could make a case, and I think a lot of people ask this question, and I think it's worth looking into. Okay, did he get preferential treatment because of who he is? Did he get, you know, because he tried to run away, and I guarantee you, you know what, if that were you or I.
Oh, yeah, we'd be in trouble.
We'd be in deep trouble. And you know what? I'm tired of the law in this country and the courts in this country making exceptions for people like Mel Gibson, for people like Rush Limbaugh, and for other celebrities who have a lot of money, if you and I, we'd be up the creek without a paddle.
Let me ask you this: that Ann Coulter chick, she gets on what was it, the Today Show or something, and I heard she called Al Gore a fag or something.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
I think yeah,
There's
I think
outrage about that.
Well, there
Why
was there,
not yell
the,
about that?
But there was outrage
you
about
know,
that.
Razor at her feet. But I understand that.
But there was out. But there was out. There was outrage about that, and people went after her, and people attacked her, and people fired back.
I look all over. I try to find it.
You're not looking in the right places, then, man. I mean, you need to.
Well, I listen to your radio show. That's why I hear it because I listen to.
Well, we talked about it. I talked about it. We talked about how to deal with her.
But you're not. You helped the problem. But there's all these other channels like Fox and CNN, and, you know, they go on and on about all this other stuff.
Well, yeah, but I saw stuff on. I saw stuff. I'm not defending CNN because I don't at times particularly like them, but I saw stuff on there about that. I saw people on there about that going after her. And, you know, a lot of the late-night comedians went after her. A lot of the Internet sites and bloggers went after her. There were a lot of people who talked about that stuff. It just depends on where you go to get your information.
Maybe I miss it because I'm at work during the day, and my friend tells me that the news during the day is different than the news they give at night.
Well, that's true.
I don't know for sure.
That's
so
true, but you know what?
It's possible that by the time I see it, they don't talk about it anymore.
Well, that may be true, but you know what? Here's something you need to know. Be careful on the sources of where you get your information, and utilize the Internet, and double-check stuff, and look around, because there are people who are raising these issues up. But never assume that when somebody makes a comment like Mel Gibson made, or somebody makes a comment like Bill Owens made, or somebody makes a comment or does what like Madonna is doing, never assume that it's not important, because it gets down to the whole idea of whose ox is being gored. And if they gore your ox, then it's important. And I'm not saying that all Roman Catholics are upset about this. I'm not even saying that a percentage of Roman Catholics are upset about it. I don't know if a large majority of Roman Catholics even have any idea that she's doing this. But the thing is, if she's doing it to make a statement, if she's doing it for artistic expression, then, you know what, that's all well and good, and I defend her right to do it. I defend her right to do it for whatever reason she's doing it. But you know what, if you're trying to influence people to take positive steps to change a situation, you're not going to get there by offending them. You might get there by telling them the truth. You might get there by giving them a statement of policy. You might get up there and say, look, you know what, there are too many starving people in the world, and, we can't continue to turn our backs on that. But if you get up there and do something like that and it offends them, what's going to end up happening is people are just going to turn you off. They're just going to go like, okay, well, you know what, I'm not interested in that, and that's BS. And they don't see your message. They only see your actions. So that's all I'm saying.
I agree with you. I agree.
So I don't know what she's up to. And if she's making, once again, I'll say it again, if she's making an artistic statement, whatever
she's
doing,
more of a statement against poverty is
understanding. Whatever she's doing, I defend her right to do it. Go for it as much as you want, but if you don't get the results you want and you make people upset, and if you're doing it for shock value, then it's like, you know what? There's a better way to do things.
I suppose so. We need a better way, though, because we're going the wrong way right now.
Well, I agree, and so does the majority of the country. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, have a good weekend. Aren't I Mr. Positive this morning? You know what it is? I'm not Mr. Positive this morning. What it amounts to is, the more and more I sit down and I think about all of these things, and the more and more I think about everything that's going on and all the things that trouble us, you know what? It gets me that we can't fix these things. Because you know what? If you look around today at everything you use today, at everything you're involved with, somebody thought of it either to eliminate a problem, or they thought of it to make life easier, or they thought of it, and yeah, in conjunction to make money too. But they did all these things, and it's like, what, are you telling me that whatever the problems are, that we can't find the will, we can't sit down, we can't fix these things, we can't figure it out? Yeah, I know it's a struggle. Yeah, I know there's bureaucracy. Yeah, I know there's problems. Yeah, I know there's inherent. But you know what? We can. So why don't we? You know, why don't we sit down and try to fix these things? So instead of getting upset about a nude statue in Loveland or, you know, Madonna, if she wants to make a statement, make a statement. I mean, make it so it affects people. I mean, so they'll do something. Just don't do it to draw attention to yourself. And, you know, like Loveland, I mean, get concerned about something that's real, not something that, you know, like a damn statue. Big deal. Give me a break. Grow up. And, you know what, if I had kids, I mean, like I said yesterday, explain to them about what the thing is. And if you don't know what it is, endeavor to find out what it is and give them some logical explanation. Because guess what? P.S., they're going to find out anyway, whether you like it or not. So best thing to do is to get to them first. And give it to them the right way instead of letting them find out about the wrong way, which is how most of us found out about nudity and sex, which was we found out the wrong way at 8:32, 28 minutes before 9. Didn't you find out the wrong way, Aaron O'Neill? I mean, didn't you find like a Playboy when you were like 13 or 14 and you, or 12 or whatever, and you looked? And you went, oh, look at this naked woman,
yeah.
And, you know, oh, wow, and all this kind of stuff. Didn't you do that way?
I think it was National Geographic, and then I graduated to Playboy.
Yeah, I mean, did your parents, I mean, you don't have to admit to this if you don't want to admit to it, but, I mean, did your parents ever sit down with you and say, okay, you know, here's what man and woman do, and it's called sex, and mm-hmm. Here's what happens if you don't take the proper precautions, and here's what happens if you don't do the right thing, and it's no mystery, and babies don't come from storks down chimneys and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
And... you know, you should have a loving, respectful attitude towards women, all that kind of stuff. Or did you find out through what I call backyard science?
Well, it was backyard science, and then eventually it led to the talk.
See, I never got the talk.
Oh, you didn't?
And I not only found out through backyard science, but I remember once in Tustin, California, walking down the railroad tracks as a kid. I must have been a freshman or sophomore in high school, and I found a paperback called The Hayseed and the Hooker.
Ooh.
And I remember just being, you know, and it was pornography, and reading it and going, oh, yeah. You know, and nobody ever sat down and ever said to me, like, this is what goes on, and, you know, this is what you should, you know. And I'll tell you, there's a survey out that was out last week about this, that kids are ignoring warnings about using condoms.
Yeah, I had heard something about that.
So we got to be doing something wrong.
Uh-huh.
So, in other words, the idea would be, like, get to your kids early and discuss this stuff with them and give them the right healthy input, as opposed to trying to cover their eyes when they go by the statue of the roundabout in Loveland and then letting them find out the wrong way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you think?
I think so.
And by the way, if you're in a roundabout and you're looking at a nude statue, chances are you're going to end up on the Aaron O'Neill traffic report.
More than likely.
Right? We have trouble at the roundabout in Loveland because somebody couldn't keep their eyes off the statue. Because
all the looky-loos.
That's right. Speaking of that, what's going on around town?
I got to say, we just about have a complete recovery here on our highways. Just about everywhere we are back to normal as far as your speeds and traffic volume. Everything's lightened up and loosened up. We do have a little bit of leftover slowing westbound Highway 36 right around Sheridan, but not enough to cost you any time. We're still catching delays south bend I-25 off that north end from 104th to 84th, and a little crowded across downtown yet, but the I-25 corridor just about back to normal. Eastbound C-470, no more delays across Highlands Branch. And southbound 225 starting to pick back up in speed. It's still going to be a little bit busy approaching Yosemite down towards I-25. Weather for today, partly...
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or coloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or coloeggdonor.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
He's Autos. And to get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 onto 120th and follow the Adams County signs. You can meet Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell both Saturday and Sunday, noon until 4, and you can spin the prize wheel for some great prizes, too. And you know what? Speaking of great things, you can't beat the great deals at Rocky's Autos for their matching down incentive and the great selection that they have. Large selection, over 500 vehicles, clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in Colorado. They got everything you can think of. I mean, I was just out there the other day. The selection is huge. And here's something else. The people out there are the best. People like Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and the Alshear brothers and Spanky and Colby and Sergio and all the people who work out there, Roger, all the people who work out there, there's over 100 of them. They really, really bust their rears to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you get there close to 9, they'll stay late and they'll take care of you and you'll be absolutely fine. You can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. And check out the inventory. See their TV commercials and find out what they're all about. Or do the next best thing. No, it isn't the next best thing. It's the best thing, which is get out there and meet them in person and go check out an automobile because they got great prices. They got the matching down incentive going on, and they're good people to do business with. John Turk's sister just bought a car out there. I mean, our friends all shop out there. It's Rocky's Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, I'm David, and if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:39, 39 minutes past the hour. High today, 89 under partly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you for being here. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Warren in Wheat Ridge, who's been hanging on. Warren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, there's one thing I want to mention that I think is important, and that's that thank God for you and this programming to really tell us the truth.
Oh, well, you're very kind. Thank you.
I mean that. And another thing that all of us should make sure and do is contact these people that are advertisers on your program, and I mean this. When I contact Purina, I've got two dogs myself. I'm going to tell them I heard you and your advertisement. Because those are the people that keep you on the air.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. We have great sponsors.
And that's important.
It is.
You know, one thing that I'd like to mention is I think, you know, you mentioned earlier about having so many people that work so many hours in the United States, you know, that we work. And I think the problem is everybody has to have that 3,500 square foot home. And they have to have those two new Lexuses and the six credit cards that's crammed right to the most, and I think we've gone off to what really we want in this country, and in turn everybody works and works and works and works, and they don't have time to really enjoy life or take care of their kids, like for instance the people in my mind that were with the people with Combine. What happened to that rule about delinquency of a minor? I mean, I think they ought to be in jail. They're the ones that your dad or my dad wouldn't know if we were building bombs in the garage. I mean, you know, they should be in jail over a delinquency of the minor. But people are so busy trying to make sure that they have that 1,000-square-foot living room that they're not taking care of kids. They're enjoying the sex in it, but the 18 years afterwards, I mean, this kid had his own website and driving a BMW and building bombs. What do you think of that?
Well, first of all, I think one of the things we're doing is we are allowing big corporations and we're allowing big industry to take advantage of us, and we are not banding together, and we are not demanding that our politicians pass laws and take care and respond to their constituents' needs. And I think that goes along with bad trade legislation. I think it goes along with bad policies all the way around, from everything from the bankruptcy bill to bad, you know, to CAFTA, to NAFTA, to all of these things. They're bad. And they're chipping away at workers' rights. And we're allowing it to happen. And we need to stand up and say enough is enough, and this has got to stop. That's number one. Number two, as far as keeping an eye on your kids, yeah, you know, it is hard to balance both, and there is a lot of pressure in this society to have a big home, to have nice cars, to have all of those things, and I think it's natural for parents to want to provide a life for themselves and their kids that are probably better than what they grew up with. So I think there's a lot of pressure to do that, and I think it's tough to balance both. but you somehow have to find out and you somehow have to make the effort to make sure that you know what your kids are up to and what they're doing. And you got to take time to talk to them. And being a parent's not an easy thing. It's really difficult. It's really tough to do. It's particularly tough if you've got troubled children and kids act out. And a lot of times parents don't see them acting out. They don't understand what's going on. So they don't bother to get anything done. Or they don't know what to do. And I think that that's a problem. I think all these things are a problem. And I think that we need to have a serious self-examination. And I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever it is. I think we need a serious self-examination as to where we're heading and to what's going on in this country. There is something wrong when a CEO makes 285 times what the average worker makes. There's something wrong when we can't get the minimum wage raised in this country. And we get a cynical thing such as what went on in the Senate, which is wrong. You know, those things are wrong. And we need to attack those things and fix them. And we also need to have a recommitment. You know, parents have got to make a commitment to try the best they possibly can to at least know what their kids are doing, at least figure out what they're doing, who their kids are running around with, who their friends are, what they're up to. I'm not saying it's easy, because it's not. You got to do it. What is the other choice? The other choice is, if you don't do it, the other choice is you're in for heartbreak. And some kids are capable of being very good and not getting into trouble and doing what they're supposed to do and getting good grades in school, and they need a minimal amount of supervision, and they toe the line and they're good. Other kids are not, and they're troubled. And you know we got to deal with this. And I'll tell you one last thing here. This is really important. This is really important. We have to, as a nation, come out of the closet and out of the dark ages as far as mental health goes. And people have got to reverse their attitude about mental health. The idea that, well, people are inherently crazy, that there's nothing I can do, that, you know, if you go to church or you go to synagogue or you go to mosque, that, you know, that that's going to erase the problems. Some people need therapy. Some people need talking therapy. Some people need medication. Some people need a combination of both. And we have a backwards attitude. We underfund it. We don't care. We don't discuss it. And if you get into trouble with either yourself or your kids, and you don't have adequate health insurance, it's very hard to find some place to go. And the public health system is hell. And I'm not trying to pick on people who work in the public health system. I'm just telling you it's rough. And we need to face this stuff, and we don't do it, and we need to.
Well, you know, I raised two daughters by myself, and there was a standard that I held, that my folks held, and not only did they hold that standard, but that standard was throughout the whole area that I was raised in, and if you didn't go by it, well, you were an outcast. But today, I just don't think that people really care. I mean, you can get on our freeways today in 10 minutes and see where people could care less about anyone else. It's gone to hell in a handbasket. It just, as much as I am with you on exactly what you're saying about doing something, I really personally don't think it's going to get any better until people finally understand that, you know, you can get along just fine in a 1,200 square foot home, but we're so materialistic that it's gone to the point of no return. It's how fast can we run to get to the place in a hurry that we're late for in the first place, and forget anyone else that's on the highway or anywhere else. Let's just do it in one big massive rush, and that's exactly what goes on.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't agree that things won't get better. I think things will get better. I think things can get better. I think we just have to all work on it, and we have to do it collectively, and we have to do it individually. And what you're saying about driving, what you're saying about all those things are definitely true. There's more anger out there now than there's ever been. But you know what?
Standards.
But you know what? And standards or whatever you want to call it. But you know what? Things can change. because people can affect their lives and people can affect the events that happen around them. And I do not buy the idea, and I had a heated discussion with a friend of mine via email about this, I do not buy the idea that life is inherently unfair. I think you can do things and make things better, but we got to take the first steps to do those things. And that's one of the reasons why you and I are sitting here talking about it. Hey, man, I got to run. Thank you, Warren.
Take care.
All right, have a good weekend. 848, one line open at 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Looking like our highway's just about back to normal. We do have a little leftover slowing for southbound I-25 approaching Thornton Parkway down to 84th Avenue. We're still a bit crowded across downtown, but as far as downtown to the tech center, either side of I-25 pushing the speed limit. Southbound I-225 starting to loosen up a little bit, still backed up from Yosemite down towards I-25, but a much better drive crossing Highlands Ranch for C-470 coming in from Lakewood along 6th Avenue. Older turnpikes recovered both directions. I-70 is looking great. And even eastbound 270 is picking up in speeds getting across Commerce City. Weather for today, partly cloudy. We're going to see another round of those afternoon and evening thundershowers. Highs today a little warmer than yesterday, up around 89. We've warmed up to 70 degrees now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With Jeep, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus well-qualified buyer.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
We're speaking today with Kevin Clay, service manager of Land Rover Denver East. Kevin, why should someone buy a Land Rover?
Reliability and longevity. Did you know that 70% of all Land Rovers ever built are still running?
That's an amazing track record. So why should a Land Rover enthusiast buy a vehicle from Land Rover Denver East?
Land Rover Denver East was the first Land Rover dealer in Denver, and we're still here for a reason. We have the largest inventory, both new and used, available, and Land Rover Denver East customers consistently rate us highest in customer satisfaction, both before and after the sale, more than any other Land Rover dealer.
So, if you're interested in the most well-traveled vehicle in the world, call Kevin at 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or come in for a test drive and feel the difference. Land Rover Denver East at 2950 South Havana Street in Aurora.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo is one of only 33 members of Congress to vote against the Voting Rights Act. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $5,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, with the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Monandese was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, genius doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of 4 installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo was one of only 11 members of Congress to vote against aid to Hurricane Katrina victims. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $5,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer. Volunteer and donate today.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, the Sex Pistols. 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today 89, partly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. God Save the Queen. I love this song.
God Save the Queen. The fascist regime.
I love the Sex Pistols. Johnny Rock. Johnny Light rocks. Public Image Limited is good, too. All right, let's go to the phones. Open phones, one line available, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Craig in Denver. Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
All right, man, what's up?
Well, I imagine Rumsfeld was having trouble walking today after what Hillary did to him.
Yeah, he got hit pretty hard.
That was beautiful television. I don't think he appreciates, you know, he's the type of guy that doesn't like taking criticism from anybody. And if he could have got away with it, I bet you he would have got up and slapped her.
Well, you know, originally he didn't want to go there, and then pressure forced him to reverse his position, and she's absolutely right about him resigning. He is incompetent, and Iraq is a mess, and he should step down, and it's time to get somebody else, and it's time for him to go.
Totally. As far as being a... I don't think he's going to resign, though.
Well, he won't go voluntarily. What needs to happen is Bush needs to call him in and say, look, you know, thank you for your service, but goodbye, because we need to have a change, and we need to change in direction of strategy. I mean, you know, this country needs this in the worst way, and he has proven over and over again that she's right. Hillary Clinton's right. I don't agree with her on her position on the war, but she's right. I mean, he's proved over and over again that he's incompetent.
Well, you know, one thing I want to ask you, you know, that four-star general, you know, when him coming out saying about, you know, the possibility of civil war there, do you think, you know, like the president, you know, did he encourage him to talk like that? Or is that just, you know, it's a tough situation for him to be in, to say, well, it's not going well.
Well, I think if he gets on there and tells, I think if he gets on national TV and tells the truth, I think he's in trouble. And then the truth is, if you follow the news accounts, the truth is that there is a civil war going on there. And there is sectarian violence going on there. And there's also another component of violence going on there that is never talked about, which Brian Katulis and I were talking about yesterday, which is the outright thievery and criminal activity and rapes and murders and things that are going on in Baghdad from the criminal element. They never talk about that either. So you've got this big cement mixer of violence going on, and these guys, you know, these guys... I mean, if they tell the truth, they'll get, you know, they lose their jobs. I mean, that's basically about it. So the administration keeps living in this fantasy world and keeps pushing this fantasy ideology that, you know, yeah, things are going to be tough, but we're going to prevail. And they go on and on and on about that. But meanwhile, they have presented us no public plan on how to get out of there. They have presented us no public plan on how to stop the insurgency. They have presented us no public plan on how to deal with any of this stuff. So they either pretend it isn't there, or they try to talk around it, and the American people are growing tired of it. And there's a Gallup poll that was out yesterday, maybe the day before, but I think it was yesterday, that said that 55% of Americans now want us out of Iraq, and that's 76% of Americans want us out within a year. And the Republican numbers on that, I think, are like somewhere between 12 and 15%, and the Republican numbers on that are starting to rise. So Bush is starting to get it from inside his own party. The American people are just tired of this, and they realize, I mean, if you look at the polls, because I'm not empowered to speak for the American people, but if you look at the polls, yeah, they just realize that, you know what, the thing is, it's a mess.
It is. And, you know, if he falls on his based on this, George Bush, I mean, that will make his presidency the worst presidency that's ever been, and I mean that.
Well, there are people who say, Madeleine Albright's one of them, but there's others who say that this is probably the worst foreign policy move that this country has ever made. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend. All right. And you know what? Let's face up to reality in Iraq, and if we need a change, we need a change. So let's change. That's all we can do. Let's change direction. I think we should just get out. All right. More open phones coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So hang tough. And Dave in Denver, who's on line 4. Dave, hang on. I want to talk to you.
And now for the bonus round. Bob is 6 and Jane is 10. What did Eli have for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Correct. What's the difference between an orangutan?
Hippopotamus?
Correct. With gas prices so high, why doesn't everyone rent their DVDs from Netflix?
Well, Netflix delivers right to your door and plans start at only $5.99 a month. There's really no logical explanation.
Correct! Trim down your gas budget by renting from Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. No driving, no late fees, and free shipping both ways. Netflix, it's that easy.
Top three reasons I'm getting organized? Number 3, the only space in my bedroom is on my bed, and I'm not giving that up. Number 2, I should be able to fit at least one car in the two-car garage. And number 1, getting organized just got a lot easier.
Organize your home for less at the Home Depot Summer Storage Event. From garage storage systems to adjustable bookshelves to the latest colorful totes and accessories, it's storage as decor at special prices. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The location was Baghdad, but the focus was Lebanon, as hundreds of thousands of Shiites marched through the streets in support of Hezbollah, chanting death to Israel, death to America. And there's been more bloodshed in Israel and Lebanon. Live to Jerusalem for the latest from CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
Israeli jets bombed a vegetable storehouse on Lebanon's border with Syria, and officials say at least 28 farm workers were killed. The Israeli army said it attacked two buildings where it suspected weapons were being stored. Hezbollah fired 140 rockets into northern Israel, killing two people, and two soldiers were killed by anti-tank missiles during heavy fighting in South Lebanon. Nick?
Well, new violence in Iraq today has left at least 26 people dead. 6 Marines are being charged with abusing Iraqi civilians in an April incident in which 3 of the Leathernecks are also charged with murdering an Iraqi man. This isn't going to help the image of men and women in uniform, says retired Army Captain Mike Lyons, who's now a CBS News military consultant.
Will be damaging to the military from the perspective that it doesn't appear that they've learned that lesson for how to treat potential Iraqi prisoners of war.
Well, Phoenix police may have a break in one of two serial killer cases that have terrified the city. Sergeant Andy Hill.
We do have two suspects in custody here at Phoenix Police Headquarters in the serial shooter case. A search warrant was served in Mesa last night.
6 deaths and 17 injuries have been tied to the serial shooter. At the same time, a couple of hundred Phoenix police have been trying to find the so-called baseline killer, linked to 8 deaths and 11 sexual assaults. In the burbs over the years, white has been replaced by a rainbow. New Census Bureau figures show the suburbs are growing more ethnically diverse. One reason, says Carol Coletta of the Chicago-based group CEOs for Cities, is that urban centers are becoming more costly.
Cities have become less affordable to people on the lower ends of the income scale, and therefore they've had to move out from the cities to the suburbs.
Well, minimum wage workers can forget about a raise for now, and the wealthy can forget about a cut in the estate tax. The Senate last night failed to get the necessary 60 votes to pass the combined tax cut and wage increase. Employment growth slowed last month with just 113,000 new jobs added to the nation's payrolls, boosting the unemployment rate to a 5-month high of 4.8%. How will these numbers affect moves the Fed might make when it meets next? CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason.
These job growth numbers are pretty lukewarm, and the Fed may look at them and say, okay, we've done enough to kind of slow the economy down and tamp down inflation. Let's just leave it alone for a while. So this may be a signal to the Fed not to raise rates next week.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 71, the Nasdaq 15. This is CBS News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99...
Aflac!
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
CompUSA email bank.
Today, Jack emails, Dear CompUSA, got any deals for a starving student? Yeah, Jack. Now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. Plus, we've got hundreds of killer deals, like $280 off a compact laptop with AMD Turion 64 processor. It's under $500 after rebates. So get to CompUSA's back-to-school sale, because we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Secretary of State's office will be verifying more than 130,000 petition signatures that were turned in by the Coalition for a Fair Minimum Wage yesterday. The group wants to put a proposal on the November ballot that would raise the state minimum wage from $5.15 to $6.85. Denver police are looking for a rapist in the uptown neighborhood. Police say the man raped a woman in the restroom at the 20th Avenue Medical Campus Thursday morning, and then went next door and entered a restroom at the Kaiser Skyline facility. There, police say he attempted to get into a restroom stall, but was chased away.
We're looking for a black male, 5'8" to 5'9" in height, with a very muscular build. He was clean-shaven with very short black hair. He was last seen wearing a white and dark plaid button-up shirt with dark-colored pants and white tennis shoes.
Division Chief David Fisher says it's an isolated event and anyone with information should call Denver Police. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we thought we were going to get out of this drive without any big problems, but it looks like we've got a major one hanging up that drive heading south of downtown. Southbound I-25 directly over the Broadway Bridge. Have an accident involving a semi, couple of cars. One of the vehicles may have actually rolled. You're going to find the right lanes of Southbound I-25 blocked. We're starting to see the backups pretty solid develop back past Alameda up towards 6th Avenue. So give yourself some extra time. A lot of people detouring onto Santa Fe, so that ramp's really loaded up. However, strangely enough, northbound I-25 is unaffected right now as you make the drive up and over the Broadway Bridge. Everywhere else, we're starting to loosen up around town. Southbound I-25 still pretty slow from 104th getting down to 84th Avenue and across downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Me too-ism, that's boring. Who needs that? Anyway, this is a kind of a level of abstraction here, so you might have to help me out.
All right.
I don't know exactly how to say it. It's like this debate. I see a parallel between the debate about America and the debate about Israel. There's this sort of, you know, right-wing thing in this country where if you mention any of the things that American foreign policy has done that's negative, they call you an America hater, an America basher, blame America first crowd, that whole thing, and it's sort of just designed to, you know, make you an illegitimate speaker, just to dismiss what you're saying.
Right.
And I sort of hear the same thing when people criticize the foreign policies of Israel. People say, oh, you anti-Semite, you Jew hater. And I'd like to point out that there's a big difference between criticizing a nation's foreign policy and bigotry. They're two completely different things. And I hear a lot of confusion about that. Probably because Israel, you know, it's sort of a religion and a race and a nation all at the same time. Even though those are three different things. And it's like, you know, what your hair texture is or your eye color is or your skin color is, that is irrelevant to anything. And there's nothing you can do about it. This is just a characteristic we're born with. It doesn't matter and it's unchangeable. But religious beliefs and national foreign policies, those things are changeable. We are responsible for those as adults, and they do matter. And they are definitely not supposed to be above criticism, especially in a democratic world. We want people to criticize when somebody is going over the top, right?
Well, we all have a tendency in this country and in this society to... And it's probably not only this society, but it's probably around the world. We all have a tendency to
have a bias towards our own.
To have a bias towards our own and have a difficulty admitting openly that we were either wrong or that our own are wrong. I've examined this question a million times in my mind about why that is, and I've also tried to look at myself to try to figure out like why I sometimes feel that way.
That's the only cure, isn't it?
And
everybody's got to look at themselves.
I mean, like I have a tendency, you know, I have a tendency basically to not take criticism of Democrats very well. I have a tendency not to take criticism of Israel very well. But I think that if you honestly believe, and I think some of the things the Israelis are doing. I think ultimately this thing that they're engaged in is going to be a losing situation because you can't fight a guerrilla war with a conventional army. That's number one. Number two, they're losing world opinion, and they're getting stuck in the same situation that we're stuck in Iraq. But I think that the killing of Lebanese civilians is god-awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But I also think, you know, that Hezbollah is also wrong. Because you know what they're doing is they're firing rockets indiscriminately, not giving a damn who they hit, and they don't care. And they're also hell-bent on building a theocracy, which I'm never going to support. I don't support it from Islam. I don't support it from Christianity. I wouldn't support it from Judaism. So I think that they're wrong, too. But
can I stop you at this point, though?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Right. Let me just finish my thought. But I think the bottom line is this. If you feel that what Israel is doing is wrong, it doesn't make you anti-Semitic.
That's definitely the point I'm trying to make. But it, contained in what you were just saying, I think there's a little bit of an element in that. This is one of the things I keep hearing. You know, when I keep hearing this idea that when the Israelis bomb Lebanese civilians, well, they're human beings with a, you know, noble heart, so they sincerely feel bad about it. But when Hezbollah bombs Israeli civilians, well, that's the essence of who they are. That's not the exception. That's not what they have to do
because
they're in a war. That's who they are.
Yeah, but
and they're both doing the same thing.
Yeah, but you know why that is?
Why do we get cut slack on one side and not the other?
Because you know what? They have a tendency to get on the Hezbollah controlled television station, and they have a tendency to get into the media and threaten and brag and talk about how, oh well, if you think that's bad, then you wait, we're going to hit Tel Aviv, and blah, 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 blah.
They're both talking rubbish, aren't they?
Well, wait a minute, let me finish. But instead of getting on and saying, look, you know what, we're trying to defend ourselves, We're sorry about the civilian, you know, we're sorry about the civilian deaths. But you know what? I don't think they are sorry about it. And I think that what they do, what Islamic extremists do, including the president of Iran, who just said this yesterday, is that his solution to the Middle East and their solution to the Middle East is the elimination of Israel. Well, what does that mean? That means the elimination of everybody in Israel, not just the military. And what you don't do, which is actually a war crime if you look at it, what you don't do is you don't indiscriminately fire weapons into civilian areas and not give a damn about it. I mean, they're doing that, and they're not making any, they're not giving any mea culpas for doing it. They're just doing it. And what's ending up happening is people are seeing that. Some people in the Western world, a lot of them, and particularly Jews, are seeing that, and they're saying, hey, wait a minute. You know what? These people just don't give a damn. And I, you know what? I don't think they do give a damn. I'm sorry, but I don't think they care. I think there are Israelis who don't care either, but I think there are a lot of Israelis who do care.
Think about it this way, though, Jay. You're making a distinction based on what's in the heart of the guy who's firing the rockets at the civilians.
No, I'm making a...
difference does that really make? Civilians are dying on both sides.
But I'm making the distinction based on their ideology, because their ideology is that if you're not an adherent to their version of their twisted version of Islam, then you're not worth a damn, and screw you. And death to you. I mean, they talk about that on a regular basis. They preach that kind of stuff. They preach the kind of... You know what? There's no... Except the fact that they resort to violence. If you listen to their line isn't that far off from authoritarian Christians in this country.
Yeah,
who also do the same thing.
I'm conflicted about this because I agree with you there. Fundamentalism is fundamentalism, and I don't care about the content. It's a style of thought that's just way too militant and violent.
And what ends up happening?
Absolutely right, and everybody's wrong.
And here's what ends up happening. What ends up happening is that innocent civilians end up getting hurt in all of this on both sides, and you know what? It's wrong. But I don't think. Once again, I tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I think that a lot of what Israel is doing is wrong, but I don't think Hezbollah cares, because that's their ideology. They don't give a damn. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about the people around them. They don't care about the people in Israel. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And the reason they don't is because we don't see Islam, or we don't see religion, and we don't see the world as they see it.
I guess, that they see it as their land being invaded, and so the
attack on the civilian population
is an attack on the problem as they see it.
No, they see it as their world, and they see all the rest of us, the West, and anybody who's not in line with them, they see us as being sinners, they see us as being the devil, they see us as not being worth a damn, they see us as not being, you know, that they don't care about us. I mean...
I guess I'm suggesting that that kind of demonization happens on both sides.
It does, but at least the Israelis get on and say, hey, we made a mistake, we're sorry, you know, we regret that this stuff is going on.
They're nicer about killing civilians?
Well,
I just don't buy that, Jay.
Well, yeah, but they make a valid point. They make a very valid point in the fact that Hezbollah is using civilians as shields, basically. I mean...
And
that's not right. I mean, there are surveillance videos, for instance, of rockets being fired from behind apartment buildings and stuff, man. I mean, okay, you're going to do that, then what's going to happen is the Israelis are going to come after you, okay, in self-defense, and somebody who doesn't deserve to get hurt is going to get hurt. I mean, you know what? And I've had people call me and tell me that that's the essence of guerrilla warfare, and that's the essence of that. But let me tell you something. Let me show you the difference. And I'm not saying that he's right, okay? And I'm not saying that I support him unconditionally 100%, but I want to show you the difference.
Who's this?
Fidel Castro.
Oh.
If you go back and read about the Cuban Revolution, there are things that Fidel and that the Cubans never did. They only went after Batista's army. They never hurt civilians. When they would capture Batista's army, unless they put up a struggle, they would take their weapons away and turn them loose. They were very careful about what they did. Hezbollah doesn't operate in that same manner. The North Vietnamese were also the exact same way. They were very careful about what they did. They were very careful about how they operated. They did involve civilians. They did hide among civilians. But they didn't unnecessarily try to bring, as far as I know, as far as I could read in books, I wasn't there, but they didn't necessarily, you know, bring civilians in the way of, and be targets. And they didn't go, when they went to South Vietnam, when they infiltrated into South Vietnam, they would hit military targets, they would hit sympathizers.
There is a difference between collateral damage and targeting civilians. There is a difference. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they didn't just go blow up people indiscriminately.
Yeah.
And that's what Hezbollah's doing. And so that's why it's really hard. That's why it seems like it's biased, and that's why it seems... And there is a lot of people that are on the side of Israel. And I'm on the side of Israel.
Did you see it? You know, you would have slept through Nightline last night, but they did a piece on how the evangelical Christians in this country give unqualified support to Israel in anything they do.
Well, you know why?
That's a big political thing here. You know why they do it?
Well, sure. Cause
rapture.
Yeah, end times.
It's unbelievable, and they think this is it.
They're nuts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we got our nuts, too.
Well, yeah, but the difference is, here's the thing. You and I can disagree with them, but we're not going to throw them in jail, and we're not going to try to kill them. I'm not so sure that those people, if given control of the apparatus of the United States government, wouldn't take people like you and I and put us in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about how we should be tolerant and not lump people all together when we're talking about the religious right, but I tell you what, they don't return the favor. If you're a secular humanist, you're the devil.
Well, you know what you do?
You and you're the problem.
You know what? There's a good term, and I've been using it, and you ought to start using it. Not all Christians are like those evangelicals, and so what you do is you call them authoritarian Christians, the authoritarian Christian right, and it separates them from mainstream Christians. Dave, I got to...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret. Developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster can help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. Jawpain.com and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Four, 24 minutes after 9. High today, 89. Partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones. I got one line open for the first time now in a couple hours at 303-713-7600. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to Tony in Thornton. Tony, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. You know, all of this reminds me of George Orwell's book, 1984. And I'm just going to paraphrase this quote. So the goal of war is not to win it, but to perpetuate it and to destroy the produce of human production and labor and to keep the people, the subjects of the country, ignorant and mindless of what's going on and to control the social structure to keep that intact. You know, the way the war in the Middle East is portrayed on the media, the way Muslims are portrayed on the media as violent and crazed madmen is really, I believe, personally, this is my own personal opinion, to keep us down. You know, this all of this stuff hurts us as a citizenry more than anything else. And I think we need to look at the root causes of Wahhabist Islam, which are poverty and Western oppression. This has gone on with the West and the Middle East for, I would say, well over two centuries, you know, starting with England and France. But,
well, you know what? A lot of what you're saying, I definitely. I mean, I think you're right. Okay, first of all, look, number one, there's no question that this administration has operated outside the bounds of the law.
Sure.
And there's no question that this administration has done things in the area of civil liberties that previous administrations, both Republicans and Democrats, would never do and never even try to do. There's a great book out by a guy by the name of Robert Greenwald, called How Would a Patriot Act? Greenwald was a guy who was neither a Republican or a Democrat. He was just a lawyer who became alarmed at the events that he saw unfolding as far as the administration goes in two areas, one in Iraq and the other one the NSA spying situation. So in that respect, I think you're right. Also, the administration has been caught giving doctored-up phony infomercial videos to local television stations, and those local television stations were running them as news reports, news events. So, yeah, a lot of control and a lot of war on the media by the administration when the media doesn't do what the administration wants. So that part, you're absolutely right. Then the thing about the history thing about oppression and what the CIA calls blowback, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you go look at the Middle East and you look what's gone on there, we're suffering the blowback of things that we have done, such as overthrowing the Mossadegh government in Iran, trying to fool around there. You know, we're suffering from that. And then the last thing is that since 2000, I mean, this administration hasn't done anything diplomatic-wise, and by not speaking up about what Israel's doing and not trying to put a stop to it, what they're doing is they're sending a message to Arabs in the Middle East that we can't be an honest broker in the region, and that what's ending up happening is that we're giving tacit approval, even though we're not saying it, we're giving tacit approval to what Israel's doing, and the administration is just wrong. I mean, they're wrong when they say that, you know, Hezbollah's got to disarm and that we need an international force in there, and then we can talk about a ceasefire. They've now since reversed that course. What we need is a ceasefire first and then come to terms with the other things, but we've got to stop the killing. So,
I agree.
I agree. I mean, I just think that it smacks very much of what Orwell talked about. I'm not sure that it's out and out fascism, but I agree with John Dean that we are heading in that direction if we do not do something.
Well, it's a mild form of. I think there are different levels, and I think that we are at the brink or beginnings of a very fascist society.
But we live in a managed society.
But I guess I have faith in Enlightenment ideals. I don't think you can kill those ideals. I don't think they could be entirely squashed as long as people are educated, people protest, people model nonviolence, things like that. But my second reason, of course, for calling is to always announce the different peace vigils in Colorado, and especially here in the Denver metro area. But I just think this is we need to keep a mindset of the history of the Middle East. This is 1.5 billion Muslims. There's a number to this, and it's very large. And they're increasing by George Bush's Mideast and his regime's Mideast policy. We are creating more terrorists.
He doesn't have a policy. Let me leave you with one other thought here. Don't write off this country about doing something about it, because you're getting Republicans now, conservatives now, who are beginning to start to speak out and are dissatisfied with what's going on. And one of them is Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, I would never write off my country, by the way. I love it. That's why I perpetually criticize her. But I do want to announce these.
All right, quickly, because I'm up against the clock.
Okay, Colorado Citizens for Peace at 52nd and Wadsworth from 12 to 1. We now have a website at www.coloradocitizensforpeace.org, and we are doing a voter registration drive on that corner. The Westminster Peace Vigil at 92nd and Sheridan from 11 to 12. The Cherry Creek Peace Vigil from 1st and University, 1 and 2 p.m. Women in Black, Colorado Mills every Tuesday from 5 to 6. I would never write off America, and I'll tell you why. More and more people are siding with us. We have grown, and we get more people honking their horn and shouting in support.
Well, because you're starting to see that in the ranks of Republicans who are dissatisfied with the current situation are rising every single day. Give your website one more time.
It's www.coloradocitizensforpeace.org. And if that doesn't work, it may be .com. But it's a work in progress, and it is
All right.
We're growing.
All right, Tony, thanks. Call me again.
Thank you, Jay.
See you later. Have a good weekend. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, 931-29 minutes before 10. Mr. O'Neill, this is your last one, and then you're off.
Uh-huh.
Big plans for the weekend?
Renaissance Festival on Sunday.
Oh, you're going to go to that? You're gonna go, yeah, well, no, I was thinking about it. You're going to go to the Renaissance Festival?
Yeah, why not?
And what are you going to do there? You're going to hang out and eat food and...
eat a big old turkey leg.
Yeah, see, I knew you were going to do that, right? You know what? I have trouble with that, and the trouble I have with it is I routinely get the sauce on my shirt.
Yeah.
And then you got to walk around a festival embarrassed because you have like this big stain on your shirt, and I get it into my beard and everything else, man. I mean, those turkey legs are awesome, but they are like really messy.
Yeah, they are. But everybody else, you know, have stains on their shirts.
No, not everybody
too.
Does that. I, you know,
you don't think so?
No, I'm a stain magnet. So, you know, it's like I have to walk around and people go like, "Oh, look at that guy. He's like in his 50s, obviously, but he must be about 7 because he can't eat properly."
Oh no.
But that does sound like a good idea. You know, it sounds like a good time.
Well, it is a closing weekend, I guess.
Where is it going on?
Down in Larkspur, just off of Larkspur. Just hang a right off the exit there. You'll run smack dab into it.
I'm going to go up to Loveland and gawk at the statue. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
Sounds like a good time.
I'm going to get up there and compare size and also measure it.
Oh, no.
Oh. I'm talking about the length of their arms.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
What do you think I was talking about?
You know, absolutely.
I mean, come on, too much backyard science in your case, pal.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, well, you know, rush hour, I mean, it's been great this morning.
It's been great, but we ended up with a big problem right now, and it's going to affect traffic southbound I-25 coming across the downtown area. You're going to hit brake lights right around 6th Avenue, and here's the problem. Southbound I-25 over Broadway, a couple of cars got in a shoving match, and very bizarre, one of the cars ended up going off the Broadway Bridge onto Santa Fe down below. At one time, they had the exit ramp southbound to Santa Fe shut down. That has since reopened, but they're still hanging up the right lane southbound I-25 over Broadway, backed up solid to 6th Avenue. If you don't like the idea of waiting in that traffic, hop off 6th Avenue, take that eastbound into town to Kalamath, hang a right, that'll take you down to Alameda, hang another right there, and you can get back on to southbound I-25 after that Santa Fe on-ramp. So a little bit of a delay there. Strangely enough, northbound I-25 is unaffected, getting up and over the Broadway Bridge. Weather today, partly cloudy skies. We're going to see another...
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo says he isn't bothered by 100,000 dead Iraqis and 4,000 people killed in the Arizona desert last year. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $5,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
The only number you need to know is 3037-WINDOWS.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for a dollar.
The only number you need to know is 3037-WINDOWS.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your share, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
You know, about things like global warming and about what automobiles are doing. And I sent this guy an email back, and I said, well, you know, look, there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, right now we burn fossil fuel. The majority of us burn fossil fuels. Someday we won't do that, but right now we do. And people need, I need, everybody needs, you know, you need a good car. You need a van for the family, whatever the case may be. Why not go someplace and deal with people who are hardworking and honest and get, you know, the best bang for your buck. And that's what Rockies is all about. And you've heard me talk from A to Z about all the people at Rockies. And they are. They're good friends of mine. So, you know what? You got to go there if you're going to buy an automobile, because you owe it to yourself to look over the great selection. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. Cleanest late model used cars, trucks, vans, and minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Go out and see the following people. Go see Freddie Lombardo. Go see Gerard Menard. Go see the Alshire Brothers. Go see Spanky. See any of those people out there. They're great people. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or go see them at 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. Don't forget, Sunday is Rockies Autos Day. All carnival rides, only a dollar.
It's Club Bentley's grand opening. Wednesday is ladies' night. Wine, well, and drafts just $1 all night long. Come out Thursdays for college night. Buy one, get one free with your broker bucks. Get a babysitter and have a date night with your wife on Friday nights at Bentley's. Enjoy the CU Jazz Band from 7 to 10 and enjoy $2 martinis from 7 to 9. Get the guys together for a Saturday night at Bentley's. It's a barbecue and keg party. $5 entry while supplies last. DJ Andy will be on hand Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to close, playing your favorites including 80s, 90s, rock, rock and hip-hop. So come on out to Club Bentley's for great drink specials and entertainment and great rates for overnight stays. Bentley's, located at 555 30th Street in Boulder, at the Boulder Broker Inn off 36th and Baseline.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
we should use that as the theme song. Because I'm not always right all the time. And who cares what your color is? It's what's in your heart that counts. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 89, partly sunny. Why don't we use that? You know, we should use that as our theme song. John Turk, PIL, Rise. Don't you think we should use this? Because, I mean, this sums up the philosophy of the show.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it does. It sums up the philosophy of the program. And I'm really dedicated to this, you know, to this philosophy. I mean, nobody's right 100% of the time. And if they tell you that they are, they're lying to you. They really are. And I know I've been criticized by management before for getting on the air and saying, not management here, but at other radio stations, we're getting on the air and saying, well, you know what, I'm not always right. And they'll say, well, you know, don't get on there and do that. But you know what? That's impossible not to be. You can't be right 100% of the time. There's no possible way. You know? And I don't care about your color. And I don't care about your religion. I don't care about your ethnicity. You know, if you got an opinion, you call. You're on. We'll talk. That's the way it ought to be. Whatever the given subject is of the morning. All right, let's get back on the phone. And we'll go to where are we going here? Let's go to Angela in Centennial. Angela, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah.
This is Angela Engel. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, wow. You know what? I got to interrupt you. I get a lot of emails from people who want to know things about the people who I work with. Peter Boyles, who's on opposite of me on KHOW, and he and I don't agree on immigration, and there are other things we don't agree on, but Boyles is like the best person in the world, and he just bought me this T-shirt. This T-shirt is so cool. It says Full Throttle Saloon, world's largest biker bar, Sturgis, South Carolina. And Boyles is like this big-time biker. And this is the greatest thing. Thank you, Peter. I love you. Peter Boyles is the best person in the world, you know? All right. Go ahead, Angela. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just calling regarding the results of the CSAP testing this week. And I'm a candidate for House District 37.
Mm.
I've been advocating for children and education for the last 15 years, and so I've definitely been following this issue. And I actually administered the first Colorado State Assessment test in 1997 to my fourth grader, so following a long time. One of the things that's fascinating to me, in the Denver Post, the headline read, "Verdict Still Out on Value of CSAP." And, you know, what the governor did when he adopted Senate Bill 186 was he said, this is going to improve our schools, this is going to fix our achievement gap. And we're into this a decade now. We've spent $150 million just producing and distributing the test, and another $350 million to administer the test. And the indicators of success simply aren't there. We don't have higher graduation rates. We don't have greater enrollments in college. SAT scores haven't even shown a significant increase. And the discrepancy in minorities has not been resolved. And yet people still continue to say that the verdict is still out on this. If this were the business community and they had adopted a solution that was supposed to fix the problem, and 10 years later, millions of dollars into it, we still hadn't seen results, we still hadn't seen success, we'd say this is a failure.
Well, why can't we fix it? Why don't we scrap this thing and get on with something better? But the bigger question is, why can't we just get into the public schools and fix what's wrong instead of having this nonsense like you had with Bill Owens talking about Asian and Jewish, you know, work ethics and all this other stuff and CSAP and everything else? Why can't we fix what's going on? I mean, I refuse to believe that we can do all these other things in the world, but we can't fix this? Come
right.
on. We can fix this if we want to, and if there's a commitment to do it, so why don't we do it?
Well, I'll tell you one of the reasons I think we're lacking the political will to do it, and the real problem, as I see it, is these inequities in how we're funding our schools, and I'll give you an example of that. Aspen, Colorado, those students get $1,700 more per pupil every year than children in Weld County in the Fort Lupton area. And the yearly difference of that is $4 million a year. Difference every
yeah.
single year. And instead of saying, you know what, we want every child to get access to a quality education, and we're going to make the investment, we continue to utilize these distraction techniques.
You know what, and that goes on in most states, that inequity in funding. Every place I've ever lived has that problem. And it does a disservice to a slice of the population and a slice to the students, and it's wrong, and there's got to be a better way to figure that out, and there's got to be a better way to formulate all of that. I've never lived any place that didn't have that kind of formula, and it's always equated into disaster. You're one of the first people that I know of that's ever called up here and ever brought that point up, and I'd forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you did. And we need to, we need to fix it. And people who live in prosperous communities, in Aspen and Vail, in upscale communities, they need to reach out to their neighbors who are living in less prosperous communities, and bring their schools and help their schools out and bring their schools up to standard. And we need to have more equality in funding.
Well, sure. I have an 8- and a 6-year-old, and they're not going to grow up in a bubble. Even though I'm in Littleton Public Schools, we have great schools, but it's not that separatist ideology doesn't fly, and it has long-term consequences for all of us socially and economically. The other thing I wanted to point out is, and one of the reasons that I'm just so painfully aware of this is when I was teaching in Douglas County, I had high socioeconomic status students, involved parents, college graduated parents, and my CSAP scores were high. When I transferred 5 years later and I was teaching in the inner city schools, right off Colfax, in fact, it was an alternative high school, low income, a lot of these children are, out of the foster care system. Of course their scores are low. And as a teacher, to be evaluated by that one criteria indicates that even though I have 5 more years experience, I have much more education, I'm more confident, I'm by all means a better teacher, just looking at those scores would say that I'm not as good a teacher, as I'm a failing teacher and I'm a poor teacher. And I think what we've done is by not creating incentives for really talented people to go into the educational field and then to reward them, is we have this cycle of punitive measures towards teacher and a lack of emphasis on what's really good for children, and not just what's good for some children, but what's good for all children in terms of a meaningful education. And so, we know what works, Jay. We know small class sizes work. We know a broad curriculum works. We know individualized instruction works. We know nutritious meals have an impact. We know engaging parents. All of that is part of the equation, but we're not working on those things.
Well, we should be working on them. Do you have a website, Angela?
I do. It's AngelaEngle.com.
All right, AngelaEngle.com. Good luck in your pursuit of office, and always feel free to call the program.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Angela.
Bye-bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 947, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still going to find delay southbound I-25 as you approach 6th Avenue. Accident right there at Santa Fe. One car over the bridge onto Santa Fe. A couple of lanes getting by. They should be just about cleared up with that accident, but you're still going to see some backup. So we'll keep that in mind if you're heading from the downtown area to the tech center. Elsewhere, the highway is actually in pretty good shape. Still a little crowding coming down from the north end from 38th on down to Spear. And 225 still might be a little slow approaching the I-25 interchange. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny, scattered afternoon storms, high of 89, partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Pretty much same story for the weekend, partly sunny, scattered showers in the afternoon, highs will be in the upper 80s. Right now it's 74 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival, celebrating 30 years of magic. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor.
Denver voters, casting your ballot has never been easier. You can even vote before Election Day. Vote now. Here's how. Early voting begins Saturday, July 29th at the Wellington Webb Building, then continues July 31st through August 4th at 6 convenient locations throughout Denver. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at www.denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
And the Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology. So you have adjustable air chambers that allow for both of us to set each side of the bed to the exact level of comfort we want. Mine's between 75 and 80, and I think Mary's is somewhere around 70. Sometimes I know she changes it, and sometimes I change mine, too. And the bed is revolutionary. The design of the bed is revolutionary, but you know what? It's like any other bed. It looks like any other bed in that respect. It's not like any other bed. I should have said that because that's not true. But it looks like any other bed. So you don't have to change your sheets. You don't have to change your bedroom furniture. They got a great deal. Check it out. 30-night in-home trial. See what it feels like in your own home. It's much better than having to make a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you got to live with for years and years. So if you've considered getting a new mattress recently, or even if you haven't considered getting a new mattress, you got to check out the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. I'm telling you, I mean, it is the thing. You got to check it out. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, so don't pass this up, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, and Colorado Mills and Belmar Mall.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue. With 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
It's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Al Franken coming up at 10 o'clock, and we're just doing PIL here in the last part of the show, Public Image Limited. I want to use that Rise theme song. I really do. I love that song. 9:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 89, partly sunny skies. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to Miriam in Aurora, who's been hanging on. Miriam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Miriam. I met you at the 760 party. Is
Hey, how are you?
I am good. I'm calling in an official capacity today. I would like to invite your listeners to come to an open house at the Islamic Center of Colorado. We are having this open house purely because we know that there's a lot of misunderstanding about Islam right now, especially with every war that's going on. And we want people to understand what Islam really is and what it isn't. And we're having an open house on Sunday, August 13th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Masjid. And there will be scholars giving lectures. People can ask questions. There will be food. People can take tours of the masjid, and they can meet other Muslims. And we're hoping that people will come away with an understanding of what Islam really is, and that terms like Islamo-fascist is why it's both incorrect and offensive to Muslims.
where's the center located?
It is at 1071 East Parker Road at Dayton and Parker Road. That light.
Boy, you know what? You know what?
Road.
If I got nothing, if I got nothing happening, and I can get my lazy half moons out of the house on Sunday, August
13th. You'd be more than welcome, Dan. I'd be delighted to see you there.
You know what? I would love to come. I would really love to come. I really would. I mean, this sounds like a really great event. It really does.
We're hoping. We've invited lots of dignitaries like the mayor and the governor and so forth, and we're hoping that people will come and that they will feel welcome. And I have also phone numbers if people want it.
Yeah,
and
give them.
And a website.
Go ahead. Yeah, give the website.
Okay, the website is dawah@denvermosque.org. I'll spell that. It's D-A-W-A-H at you know, the at sign. Denver Mosque, D-E-N-B-E-R-M-O-S-Q-U-E. .org. Did you get that? I hope.
Yeah, Turk got it. Turk wrote it down.
And the phone number, if they need any information, is 303-368-8663.
Now, you know, let me ask you a quick question here.
Sure.
This just hit me, because we haven't done this, and we should do it. You guys, there's got to be an imam here, right?
Of course. He's wonderful, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's right. We've had him on before, haven't we? But you know,
you probably had on more than one, because we've recently gotten a new one, and they were both great.
Imam Kazaruni, I think, is who we had on.
Sheikh Omar. I think you had on Sheikh Ahmed before.
Okay, here's what I'm asking.
Sure.
Do you think it'd be possible to get
absolutely
somebody who's really versed in Islam
absolutely
to come on the show?
Yes.
And to sit here. And maybe we could do this for an hour.
Oh,
yeah. Do nothing but take phone calls about Islam.
I would love it. Yes, absolutely.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and John Turk is going to pick the phone up, and he's going to give you a number on where to have somebody call us. And I'd like to set this up, if I could, for next week.
Oh, that would be excellent. Yes, we'd love that.
So you can hook that up for us?
You bet. Yes, I can.
Okay, that's great. You know what? That's a dream come true. Okay, that's really cool.
On our side, more than yours. Trust me.
I've done it before in other cities I've lived in, and you know what? And I haven't done it here, and I'm sorry that I haven't done it here.
Yes, we have a whole committee all about that. I'm a member of that committee.
Well, then we're gonna, you know what? Then we're gonna write that wrong on part of this show, and we'll put you on. So salam alaikum, and I'm gonna put you on hold.
Alaikum assalam.
And John will give you the information. Okay.
All right.
Hang on.
Excellent.
All right. That's it for this morning. Back Monday morning, bright and early, starting at 6 a.m. Thank you for all the calls this morning. They've all been quality, all of them. And it's been a really great week. And I look forward to having another really good week with you coming up. And we will do that show on Islam. And, you know, we can all ask questions. I got questions about Islam. I'm sure you got questions about Islam. And we'll get an expert, and we'll get somebody on here, and we'll take calls, and we'll ask questions about Islam. And why not? I mean, you know, we can all learn something out of it. All right. Have a great weekend. Whatever you do, be safe. Have a great weekend. Al Franken is next. Have a great weekend because you deserve it.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan.
Since I put Regency Bristol Windows